Podcast. Download the all-new official LBC app for free now. Coming up at one, it's Richard Spur, but next, it's Nick Abbott.
Thank you, Dane. We are over the hump and on the downward trajectory towards the end of the year and the end of the A to Z of 2025. We recommence after the new news at 10 with the letter M at 10, N at 11, and O at 12. O is going to be difficult. M&N should be a piece of cake. 0345 6060 973. It is the A to Z of 2025, recommencing with the letter M, with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Donald Trump says he thinks the leaders of both Russia and Ukraine want to make a deal to end their war. He's been talking to Volodymyr Zelensky about a 20-point peace plan with territory and security guarantees key sticking points. Ihor Klimenko is Ukrainian Minister of Internal Affairs.
The Russian Federation is sending a message that it is raising the stakes in this war, that it does not want to end this war, that it wants to engulf us in chaos.
An investigation's underway into the cause of a house fire in Kent in which a child died. Another was taken to hospital after crews were called to the Hamstreet area of Ashford this morning. A second man's been charged with the murder of a teenager in North London. Adam Henry, who was 15, was stabbed in Islington earlier this month. He died in hospital. Abdel Dador, who is 22 and of no fixed address, is due in court tomorrow. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage says he's reported a British activist to counter-terror police over alleged historical tweets. Ala Abdel El Fattah is back in the country after being jailed in Egypt on charges of spreading false news. His return was welcomed by the Prime Minister, but Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick's demanding he be stripped of his UK citizenship. The UK has been warned to brace for a cold end to the year. An amber health alert will kick in across northeast and northwest England tonight and last until January the 5th. This means the weather's likely to cause significant impacts across health and social care services. And President Macron has described Brigitte Bardot as the legend of the century. The actress, singer and campaigner has died at the age of 91. Anne-Elisabeth Moutet is a France columnist for The Telegraph. She told LBC that Bardot will be remembered well by feminists.
She was certainly somebody who, in her own way, was essential for women's liberation. And she was recognised by about that in France by feminists because she is somebody who essentially said, I do what I like. Nobody needs to tell me what I have to do. And sex is a good thing. I'm enjoying it. I'm not passive. I'm active.
LBC weather, dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees. Largely cloudy tomorrow with just Northern England and Scotland seeing some sunshine. A high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Katie Dartford.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
You're joking.
Well, let's get back to it.
Yes, and by it, I mean the A to Z of 2025. It recommences right now with the letter M. A brief recap of the rules. You cannot go forwards. You can only go back and fill in the gaps on the letters that we have already had. People are alphabetized by their second name unless they are known only by one name. You can call more than once. It's the only time of the year that you can do that. And no dead people. This cannot become a list of the recently deceased. M in this hour, N in the following one, and O.
Oh, no.
After 12. We'll see what we get as we go along. Whitechapel. Hello, Darren.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I am great, mate.
The first one I got is Boris Johnson. He got bit by an ostrich this year.
What?
Yeah, he got bit by an ostrich this year, Nick.
How did I miss that? Boris Johnson got bitten by an ostrich?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the circumstance around that then? My mind is reeling.
I think he was in a car while it happened.
What, the ostrich or Boris?
No, Boris. If you do a Google search, Nick, you'll find it.
I am doing that as we speak. Boris Johnson was attacked by an ostrich while at a safari park with his family. Well, I suppose that makes sense. You're not supposed to wind your windows down, you idiot. Boris Johnson gets a surprise peck from an ostrich in Texas. Oh, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Every time you look at a website, you just get so many things coming at you. This is the third thing I'm trying to get rid of now. Would you like to give us your email address so that we can send you alerts every time we update our site? No, thank you. Would you like to give us your email address so that we can but bother you from now until the end of time to subscribe to our service? No, but I appreciate the offer. Would you like us to deliver cookies to your house in large packets all of the time? No. Finally got rid of them. In a video posted by his current wife, Carrie Johnson, an ostrich slowly walks towards the car, poking its head through the driver's seat window, where Johnson is sitting with his son on his lap. And once in front of Johnson, the bird quickly pecks his beak towards his hand. Huh. Just a little pinprick. That'll keep you going for the show. I didn't know that. Right, okay. Boris Johnson got bit by an ostrich. We don't know whether he bit the ostrich back, but my money's on that.
Yeah. Nick, Sebastian Lecornu.
Who?
He's the French Prime Minister. He got the job on 9th of September. He had to step down on the 6th of October, but then Macron called him back on the 10th of October, and he's still in the job.
Right. It's even more chaotic in France than it is here.
Yeah. Caroline Lucy, she was the journalist that got called Piggy by Trump.
Oh, right. Yeah. Every accusation is a confession with that regime.
Don't be rude.
Yeah, Piggy.
Mamdani, he became the new mayor of New York.
He did. That communist, socialist, fascist loser. I think there was the phrase that Donald Trump used. Something like that.
Maria Mercado, she won the Nobel Peace Prize, the Venezuelan woman.
Oh, yeah. Came out of hiding to go and get the peace prize that Donald Trump wanted for himself. Very unfair.
Labour are going to bring in a milkshake tax.
Yeah. Okay, milkshake tax. How many more of these have we got, just so I know where we are?
I've got two more.
Two more. Okay, lay it on us, baby.
Elon Musk, because he fell out with both Trump and Farage this year.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be a very likeable person, but what do I know? And finally.
And the final one is an L, where David Lammy lost a court case to a French taxi driver this year.
Okay, that's all. Excellent work there, David. It sounds like you made a list to me. Very good show. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. Maurice in Tokyo says, I've got an I. I is Island of Strangers. Oh, that's very good. This is the sort of thing that you would never think up if you were just sitting there staring at a blank piece of paper trying to come up with a list yourself. Island of Strangers. These words were spoken by Keir Starmer. He said, in a diverse nation like ours, we risk becoming an island of strangers, not a nation that walks forward together. Maurice says, the shout out to Powell's Rivers of Blood speech is obvious. Starmer chose those words carefully. These three words illustrate how powerful the far right have become in the UK. The sitting PM feels he has to give a nod to their concerns. True, he later said he regretted using those words, but by then the damage was done. Well, you know, Keir Starmer could say good morning, and the right wing would throw their toys out of their prams. What do you mean, good morning? What's good about it? 0345-6060-973. It's York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. Marks and Spencer, they had a cyber attack and had to stop taking online orders.
They did, yes. A lot of people had cyber attacks. And
yeah.
I bet it was more than we actually know about. I bet there's a lot of companies and organisations that had big, big cyber attacks, but they didn't want to let on because we would lose confidence in them. And I'm thinking particularly of banks.
Mm.
Yeah, you know where the money is, honey. They thrive on our confidence, and if we lose confidence, then there'll be lines of people queuing outside trying to get their money back, and they don't want that.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
No. No, it would not.
Well, apparently it cost Marks & Spencer $300 million.
Yeah, and the Jaguar Land Rover was even more than that, I think. I think it was the most costly cyber attack in UK history.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Awful.
And a Mercedes driven by Stirling Moss that was sold for a record price.
How much?
$42.75 million.
What?
$42.75 million for an old Mercedes?
Yep.
Blimey, $42.75 million. What kind of Mercedes was it? Was it like a two-door, one of those old Pagoda, like 350, something like that?
Well, it was one of those racing cars, you know.
Oh, that makes more sense. Yes, wasn't his personal runabout? No, it was a racing car. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense. Yeah, okay.
And MTV.
Ah, yes.
They closed all their music channels.
Yeah. But they'd ceased to become a music video station a long time ago. They started doing those I don't know what you call them, those pretend documentary things, just following kids around and filming them in their shared flats and stuff like that. Because I don't know, I guess people don't really watch videos anymore, or if they do, they see it on YouTube.
Yeah, things have changed, haven't they? Gone all different.
Yes, they have. Yeah, I can remember when it first came in. I was in America when they went right at the beginning of MTV, and it was absolute revelation. This thing was on 24 hours a day, and at that time there was very few bands that actually had videos, so it was the same ones over and over and over again. A lot of them were Brits who had spent like a lot of money, like Duran Duran, for instance, spent boatloads of money on their videos, and MTV was delighted to play them again and again and again and again and again.
Yep. And my last one.
And finally.
The Moi Salmon Farm, M-O-W-I, lost its royal warrant because they were found being cruel to fish.
Right. Being mean to fish.
Mm.
Well, over and above killing them and eating them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've decided not to buy farmed salmon. It just, you put wild salmon and farmed salmon side by side, and the farmed salmon just looks ill. It looks like, it's been swimming around slowly in a soup of its own detritus. Can you imagine that?
Disgusting.
And then we put it in our mouths. Oh.
But do you know what would be better than that?
Not eating it at all?
Exactly.
Right. No, I can't do that. Salmon's so yummy.
Well, I'm sure you could
force myself.
Get something else to eat.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Like meat. No, can't eat meat.
No.
Vegetables. Can I eat vegetables? Or is that cruel too?
Yes, you can eat them.
Oh, right, okay. Well, then that's dinner sorted.
Yep.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jan. 0345-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter M on LBC.
This is LBC.
When you're smiling,
don't let missing teeth stop you smiling. At Banning Dental, our experts could restore your beautiful smile with premium dental implants. See online for our price match promise. Banning Dental Group Clinics. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling. Keep on smiling. And the whole world smiles with you.
BanningDental.co.uk.
Nothing beats that just booked feeling. Because when you book a Jet2 holiday, you start dreaming of pool days and seeing the sights.
Get ahead for summer with just a £25 deposit per person for a limited time only. Choose from our best rooms and hotels and save £200 per couple. Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Package holidays you can trust. Astronautical protected. £25 deposit available from 19th of December to 12th of January. Subject to availability and conditions.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Hello, boys.
Here's the thing. Roberto has texted me the following. Today's Wordle word is Abbott. And I checked, and it is. So I got it in one. It's the second time I've got something in one. I think the first time was I put audio in, which was a word that I often started Wordle with because it's got so many vowels. Audio was, I got that in one, and Abbott is today's Wordle word. How about that? So you can put that in Wordle, and it will be stunned that you get that in the first go. Let's see now. Welling Garden City. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Nick. You okay?
Yes, good, thanks.
Good. I've just run a few old ones by you because I can't stay up too late to listen. A couple of L's. Did you have the Lisbon funicular crash?
Yeah, I did. Yes,
Lisbon and funicular. The Liverpool parade.
The Liverpool parade, yes.
And the power outage at Heathrow.
And the substation collapse or fire, yes, or whatever it was that put Heathrow in the dark. Yes, got that too.
And Anish G, the Great North Run this year, the medal had the wrong city on it. Oh. So this run is in Newcastle.
Yeah, and they had
but the
Sunderland.
Medal had Sunderland on it. Yeah.
I've got that
you
one
had that
too.
One as well,
yeah,
then.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, okay, let's get up to speed. Mm-hmm. So Michelle Moan, her company MedPro had been ordered to pay back £122 million for PPE contracts.
Yeah.
It's since been liquidised.
Yeah, it went bust. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Just got rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last one, you've got to ask me to apologise.
Are you sorry?
Bernard Manning.
Oh, Bernard Manning. Yes, a certain individual brought up Bernard Manning.
Bernard Manning. Bernard Manning. Bernard Manning. Do you want to hear some of the Bernard Manning jokes on ITV?
No, thanks, Nige. Inappropriate.
Yeah, and that's it.
Very good. All right, thanks a lot, Daniel. By the way, if you can't keep your eyes open, and I understand that at this time of the year, then you should be aware that these shows are being put up the internet as podcasts. They are exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app. And it's called Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. All of these A to Z shows are going to get put up as podcasts. As are the Friday and Saturday night shows. They always are. Friday and Saturday night shows and the A to Z get put up the internet as a podcast exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app. Ask for Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. Finchley. Hello, Marion.
Oh, hello, Nick. Good evening. I hope you're well.
Yes, very well.
Jolly good. Ringing with the name of Angela Mortimer, our brilliant Wimbledon champion. She died on August the 25th.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not doing dead people, Marion.
Oh, not at all.
At all. Unless they did something significant during the year before they expired.
Oh, I see. That's new then, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is. These are new rules that must be obeyed.
Well, I've got two that I'll ring you about with tennis in when you get to the letter F.
I will look forward to that. Thank you, Marion. Sorry to be, a party pooper. Sorry to disappoint. I apologise.
I am very sorry that I screwed up. Totally screwed. I mean, I am so sorry. You just don't know how sorry I am. I am sorry.
Well, I didn't screw up exactly, but these are the rules. The rules are no dead people. You can call more than once. People are alphabetised by their second name, and you can't go forwards, but you can go back to fill in the gaps in the letters that we already have had. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Yeah. Before we go on to the M's, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, you introduced me to Wordle, and I said, what's the best word to start with? And you said, cause. C-A-U-S-E.
C-A-U-S-E.
And I dutifully followed that, but you weren't doing it yourself.
Well, what I've done now is every time I start, I put the word that was the previous day's as a starter word, because it just could be, it just gets too easy. I mean, if it's audio or cause, in fact, cause has got three vowels in it, audio's got four, it's just too easy. So whatever is the previous word, I start with that one. to make it a little bit more difficult, you know, for the benefit of my brain.
Okay. Couple of ends for you.
Yes.
Mandy lost his job as Washington ambassador.
Oh, yeah, Mandelson, yeah, lost his job. Yes, he did.
Another victim of the Epstein curse.
Another victim of who now?
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
Yes.
Yeah, and the other one I got was Midnight Hammer, which was the US operation to destroy Iran's nuclear processing capacity.
Oh, right.
20 years too late. We should have done it years ago.
Well, yeah, it's Donald Trump, peace president, bombing another country. Yeah.
That's it.
All right, very good. Thanks, Mike. 0345-6060-973. I was asking people about what title should I make, should I put on my book. Ordinarily, every time I've done this, and I do a book about the year, and these all of these A to Zs get put in a book, comes out at the beginning of the year. I've always had a title in mind. And this year, I just couldn't think of one. And some people sent some good ones in yesterday. What have we done to deserve this? Which does sort of ring a bell. Have I used that one before? It's pretty bad that I can't remember the names of my own books. Well, the world's gone insane. That sort of rings a bell. I might have used that one. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I like that. I know I haven't used thank you for your attention to this matter because that's Donald Trump's. Although he might actually sue me for
$8,737,540,000.
Yeah, copyright. And big, beautiful book. I like that one too. So if you have any idea about what I should call it, then let me know. Epping. Hello, Martin.
Good evening. What have I got for you? I've got a J.
Yes.
Jet 2. The advertising slogan went viral.
Yeah, and then Trump used it. Well, I don't know whether Trump personally used it, but the White House used it as a propaganda video for deportations, didn't they? And Jet 2 were sore upset.
Because nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday.
Right.
Lidl. Lidl got permission to have an in-store pub.
A pub, yeah. In-store. Why would anybody want to do that?
It was in Northern Ireland.
I know. They haven't actually done it yet, though, have they? But they got permission to do it. Got permission to put a pub in a Lidl. is that a good idea? Are there areas in Northern Ireland that aren't fully served by pubs, but are by Lidl?
Well, maybe it's the cheap booze.
Oh, well, no doubt it would be, well, cheap has certain connotations. Perhaps it would be value for money. Let's put it like that. Yes.
I've got another one under L. I don't know if you've had them, the Le Boo Boos.
Oh, yeah. They look weird to me. I mean, I have, yeah. They look sinister is the word, don't they?
Okay, another L. Where were we? We've done the little M, Mummy Pig. Announced she's pregnant.
Mummy Pig?
Yes, from Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig announced that it was pregnant?
Yes, Peppa Pig's mummy announced that she was pregnant with a third child. I mean, have you not been to Peppa Pig World?
Peppa Pig World?
Peppa Pig World. Peppa Pig World is it has a... Peppa Pig...
is the right answer. It has a pregnant Peppa Pig. I'm not sure I'm not sure that's child friendly, is it?
Well, she gave birth to a little girl called Evie.
Right.
Apparently.
Evie.
Yes.
Peppa Pig got pregnant. How did that happen?
Peppa Pig's mummy.
Peppa Pig's mummy got pregnant.
So it's under M for mummy. Mummy Pig.
Mummy Peppa Pig.
No, her name is... Mummy Pig has got three children called Pepper, George, and now she's got Evie.
I think you know this, Rob Martin, is concerning.
I know a lot about concrete as well.
Oh, do you really?
That's something that Daddy Pig knows about.
Right. Well, I heard it can grow, but let's draw a veil over that. All right.
I think that's it for now.
Okay, well, that's
catch
plenty.
You later on.
All right, thank you. Thanks a lot. Mummy Peppa Pig got pregnant. How did that happen? Ringmer, Louisa.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Louisa.
Hello. I'm not sure any of the ones I've got are any use. Because you've already said about Musk, but I'm not sure you said what I'm going to say about Musk.
Go on.
Shall I fire away? Has somebody mentioned that the EU fined him £120 million because they want him to hold X accountable for spreading disinformation and undermining our democracy?
Yeah, but if they didn't have disinformation and accounts trying to undermine our democracy, there wouldn't be much left on that side. It's just no end of robots.
Affirmative.
It's no end of people with flags in their bios with three followers and an official blue tick who had been dictated to by Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, that's probably true. But what's funny is Musk's response. He banned EU accounts on X and he declared that the EU should be abolished.
Yeah. Imagine having all of that money and all of that power and deciding to be him.
Well, he's mad, isn't he? Let's face it.
I don't know about mad, but he doesn't seem to be a particularly nice person. He could solve world hunger by himself and still have more money than he could spend in 10 lifetimes. But he's decided not to do that.
Absolutely not, no. That's why I say his brain's gone a bit crazy.
But
the Commission's response to his response about banning the EU and that the EU should be abolished, the Commission's response was very short and sweet. It just said, it's the law. So that he obviously doesn't spread. Anyway, I think it's really good that everyone in Europe is banned from X.
Yeah,
the less people on X, the better.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's just become a really toxic soup of. I think I'm over it. I just can't stand it anymore. It's just crazy right wingers screaming at each other about how Donald Trump should take over this country and run it as a dictatorship.
Yeah, well, I've never looked at X, but I do take your word for it, Nick, because I've listened to everything you've said about X, and that's put me off. Big time.
Good.
So,
apart from anything else, it's a giant waste of time.
Oh, it must be. I'm finding that I do enough doom scrolling without having to go on X.
Exactly right. Yeah, I think the king is right. The king is right. But I've been saying this for ages. We should get our faces out of our phones. Look up.
Absolutely.
Just go outside. You know, commune with nature a little bit. Look at the flora and the fauna.
Oh. I do that, and I think I heard a song thrush today, which is really unusual at this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I'm going to go back to G, because Greenpeace have been doing a campaign about the Great Gas Ripoff. Now, you've never mentioned it on your programme. Do you know what it is?
I don't. Is it like the words on the tin? We're being ripped off by the gas companies?
Absolutely. We're being ripped off by the gas companies because, well, our electricity bills are way too high because we should be getting much cheaper electricity with all our wind farms, etc., etc.
Yeah.
But they fixed it at the price of gas, which is much more expensive than the electricity. And, right, so the difference between what we should be paying and what we are paying, all that money goes to A, either the government, B, the investors, C, a mixture of both, or D, neither of the above.
But it seems a weird campaign for Greenpeace to have. I would have thought they'd have been just against all of it.
Well, they are. I mean, some of their protesters climbed the power station towers. Did you see any of that on the news?
Oh, well, you don't want to do that.
Well, they did, and because they felt so strongly about it. Now, Greenpeace doesn't usually get involved in anything but environmental issues.
Yeah, which this is kind of the opposite of that. It's encouraging more people to use gas.
Well, it's not. It's trying to make people get their campaign to get the electricity bills down to what they should be.
Right. OK, I'll look that up later, Louisa. I'm going to have to go, but thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. Venise says, J is for Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, who was indicted for bank fraud by Trump, but was cleared. Yeah, a lot of people that got sued by Trump, by the Trump regime, had their cases thrown out by sensible judges. There's still sensible judges in America, can you believe that?
No.
0345-6060-973. You can text 84850, email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter M on LBC, where it is 10:30. The news headlines with, it's not Tim Daly, I know that.
Donald Trump has said that the Ukraine-Russia peace deal is 95% complete, but warned that the process is not a one-day deal. The US president has been in talks in Florida with Volodymyr Zelensky. Speaking to the press after their meeting, the Ukrainian president thanked Trump for a great meeting and went on to reaffirm that Ukraine was ready for peace. A child has died in a house fire in Kent. A second child has been taken to hospital in the village of Ham Street near Ashford. And French film star Brigitte Bardot has been described as a symbol of sexual liberation by BAFTA following her death at the age of 91. She turned her back on acting when she was 39 to concentrate on animal rights. LBC weather, dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees.
LBC.
I love visiting Mum and Dad, but as they've gotten older, I've worried about leaving them on their own, especially in winter. We visit as often as we can, but they needed more regular help. That's why we're so grateful to Ellie, their home instead care professional, who lives with them and is always there when she's needed. It means Mum and Dad can stay in the home they love, and it gives us peace of mind to know they're okay when we're not there. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Now, I'm as guilty as anyone when it comes to ignoring things. Rogue grey hairs, red flags in relationships, or that service reminder on your car dash. Luckily, that one's easy. Visit Cinch for fat-free servicing at over 100 locations. Any car, whether you bought it from Cinch or not. With MOTs, $39.95 and servicing from only $129.95. To book your service or buy your next car, visit cinch.co.uk. See cinch.co.uk/servicing for details. Terms and exclusions apply.
Hi, just leaving work now. Sorry it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackey's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So, you in? Of course you are. Ha, love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants. Serving times and T's and C's apply.
40 million people listen to commercial radio each week. That's 80 million ears. Give or take. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Have an outside line, please.
0345-6060-973. Let's see now. David says, I've got two M's. Here in France, Brigitte Macron was accused of slapping her president husband. She insulted a group of feminist protesters and she was suing for defamation, having been accused by American commentator Candace Owens of being born a man. And MTV, it hasn't happened yet, but it will happen on the very last day or very last second of 2025. It will transmit for the very last time. It launched 44 years ago with Video Killed the Radio Star. It'll be interesting to see if they sign off with that same song. Yeah, I guess that would bookend it neatly, wouldn't it? Also, have you done Wordle today? It's been created especially for you. You should get in that one. Yeah, I have. I've done Wordle today. It's me, Shoreham. Hello, Paul.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Paul.
I did have an M. I did have a Mar-a-Lago face, but I think you might have had that as an F facelift.
No, I think Mar-a-Lago face is exactly what that is. Even men and women in Trump's orbit all want the same cosmetic procedure to all look like that, like sort of stretched aliens.
It's the kind of thing, if you saw that on someone 10 years ago, you'd assume they were in the process of suing their cosmetic surgeon for malpractice.
Yeah, now they all want it, yes.
It's totally aspired to now, isn't it?
It's just, I mean, I am speechless. Like, words fail me.
it's like puffy lips, a lot of filler in the cheeks, yeah. Botox skin tight as a drum, yeah. isn't it?
It's like Ken and Barbie.
Everyone thinks that's attractive. Is beyond.
I have got no idea. It's like a power look, and they've all got this. The women all have the same power hair. That sort of relaxed wave. Even Catherine, the princess, what's it? She's got the same hair now. It's catching.
it's yes. like Caroline Levitt has got it. And
yeah, all of them.
Kirstie Nome, the head of Homeland Security, and yeah. Laura Loomer and Melania, I think, was probably the first one to sort of come out with that look.
But they all look like they've been stolen from some shop window, like plastic mannequins that have been left too near the fire and melted a bit.
And I've got a B for you, which yeah. is Big Balls. He was one of Musk's merry marauders, wasn't he, who cut a sway through the U.S. Civil Service. His real name is Edward Carstein.
Yeah.
He was also involved later in a carjacking
That's
incident,
right.
which Trump then used as justification for deploying the National Guard to Washington.
Yeah, which he would have done anyway, I mean, regardless, but that was the thing yes. that he pinned it on. Yeah, Big Balls. He's a big fan of beach balls or basketball balls, or, yeah. or something like that. Must be something like that. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Paul. 0345-6060-973. Lucy in Balham says M is for Zoran Mamdani, elected as the new mayor of New York, and Maria Corina Machado won the Nobel Peace Prize, which, as I've said before, was very unfair. They're being very mean. Epsom, hello, Lindsay.
Hello, how
Lindsay,
are you?
I'm great, mate.
Good. Have you got over Peppa Pig's mum?
Yeah, I'm a little bit distraught. A little
Do you want
bit
me to explain it to you?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Neither do I want you to send me any pictures.
Okay. Okay, I have an M.
Yes.
But you might question it. A Mercury Prize went to Sam Fender this year.
Did it? Is he one of those guys that sings through his nose? Because there seems to be a lot of people who...
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
He's not. It's a really good album, actually. I'm not...
It's not one of those guys.
No. They are liking him to the UK's sort of Bruce Springsteen kind of...
come on.
Seriously?
No. Who likens him to Bruce Springsteen?
Well, the UK public that like him, I think, and the press. Okay.
Name me a Sam Fender song, and I'll look up the lyrics, and we'll see if he's like Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, people watching.
All right, Sam Fender. People watching.
Yeah,
the people.
The little people.
Not those people.
No.
I people watch on the way back home, envious of the glimmer of hope, gives me a break from feeling alone, gives me a moment out of the ego. I used to feel so invincible. I used to feel there was a world worth dreaming of. Back in the gasworks, screaming the song, just the beauty of youth would quell my aching heart. Well, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah,
all right.
He's quite lyrical, quite folky, poetic, I would say.
Oh, folky?
Anyway.
Boring.
Well, no, maybe not that far.
You lost me at folky.
Anyway, that's a bit of homework. I've got, while I was waiting, I was wondering if you had the moon landing that happened this year. There was a soft moon landing.
Well, it was a private company, didn't it? I think it was the first private company that put a some sort of thing on the moon. And did they leave it there or did it come back? Can't remember.
I can't remember either. But was it China? Was it something to do with them?
I think China did it, but I think also an American private company did it as well. I don't know why they're bothering. We know what's on there. There's nothing. It's just it's just dust.
A lot of dust. Yeah. Yeah. Have you also got Elle, the Lady magazine went into liquidation this year.
Did
the
it?
Longest, the oldest ladies magazine, I think. something like that.
Can you believe that that a thing called The Lady lasted this long? I mean, I would have been amazed if it lasted through the 60s. The Lady.
Yeah,
right.
I know. It'll be... it's very aristocratic, isn't it?
It sounds a bit aristocratic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But just the existence of magazines, full stop, amazes me. I mean, who's buying magazines anymore? The only time I ever... and I go to a barber's now, so they don't have any magazines, but the only time I used to look at a magazine was when I was getting my hair cut. And I just used to flip and flip and flip, and it would be adverts and adverts and adverts and adverts. And I thought, who is paying money for this stuff?
I know. And quite often, they're usually 2 or 3 years old in a barber's or a barber's. Hair salon.
Well, yeah, in a hair salon. Yeah. Barbers, they haven't got anything. You just have to stare at yourself. You have to look at your beautiful face, Lindsay.
And one more thing. I can't remember her first name, but I know her surname. Is it Mullalol? She's the first lady Archbishop of Canterbury.
Oh, yeah. I know she's the first Archbishop of Canterbury, but I can't remember what her name is. But she is on the list.
Is it Mullalol? Yeah. Oh, is she? Okay.
Almost certainly not Mullalol. No one is called. No one's called Mullalol.
Oh, it might catch on.
No, I don't think so. All right, thanks a lot, Lindsay.
Okay, ta-da. I'll get thinking. Thanks.
All right, 03-45-6060-973. Yes, the new Archbishop of Canterbury is on the list. Steve says, I have an eye for you. Idiocracy. Well, it's not really anything to do with this year. He explains to me, as though I don't know anything about it, it's a comedy about a dystopian future, but currently a documentary about the present. I must have said that sentence 1,000 times. He says, also, I'm catching up with last night's show, and you need a name for your book. I was thinking, Idiocracy. Idiocracy? What's that? He says, that would be more appropriate. I think not. Birmingham. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Nick. Nick, if I've got these, just tell me. If you've got them already, just tell me.
Yes.
One is Elon Musk's kid in the Oval Office, and what he said to Trump. That's for the M.
He told him to shut up, didn't he?
Yeah, told him to shut up, and also told him that he's not the president.
Yes.
All this was picked up on a hot mic as well.
And that was just before or after he picked his nose and wiped it on the desk?
No. So that's one M. The other M is Elon Musk's salute. Some people are saying it's called a Roman salute.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I got that. Yeah. Not once, but twice, just to make sure we got it. Yeah.
And this one, in yourself in your seat for this, because it might anger you. This one is Keith Lee, who's a massive social media food critic, who came to the UK and tried a full English breakfast and just did not like it. he did not like beans on toast. He couldn't see what the craze was for that, why people like that in the UK. So his fans and that literally turned on him. So he had to do another social media video to come back and say, well, probably the place where I went to, it was the beans and toast wasn't that great.
Right.
Blah, blah, yeah, so Keith Lee.
I mean, it is a bit much if you're not doing anything like that day. If you're just going to like sit around the place, it is a bit much to start the day. But if you're going to be, you know, working and getting out there and doing stuff, then I can't think of anything better.
Right. Nick, I know you like your influencers, so I'll give you this one for a J.
Yeah.
It's called Sam. This person's called Sam Jones. She's an American outdoor enthusiast and hunter and influencer. She went on her IG account, and a friend of hers out in the Australian outback, she took a baby wombat from its mother and was running with it, and the baby wombat's mother was chasing after her, making some sounds and that, while she was laughing and just holding this wombat and kissing it and whatever.
Right.
So the Australian followers literally had a meltdown on her social media, and she had to pull the video and apologise.
Yeah. Influencers, they assume that because they are being filmed, or they're filming themselves, that suddenly no rules apply to them. Is that, excuse me, I'm on camera here, don't you understand who I am?
No.
No, we don't. All right, excellent work.
And Nick,
yes.
I got last G for you.
Go on, then.
Last G is garlic bread pizza at a Peter Kay comedy sketch or whatever he was doing. Live, a heckler kept shouting out, garlic bread pizza, garlic bread pizza. So Peter Kay had the person removed, the woman removed. While the person was being removed, another person stood up and says, we love your pizza. We do. We love your pizza. We do. So Peter Kay had her removed, and as she was being removed, Peter Kay goes, you can go off, Lisa Riley. That's it.
Right. I don't know who Lisa Riley is, but I do recall that that her name came up. I can't remember why, nor who she is, but that's something I'm going to have to look up later. God, homework, I believe that. All right, very good work. Thanks a lot, Jason. 0345-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter M on LBC.
I'm Tom Swarbrick. Thank you for your calls throughout the year on LBC.
Because our young girls approach these foreign guys. And
so it's up to the girls to not approach people who they think might be foreign. What is that girl meant to... don't laugh, you despicable man. Why are you blaming a 15-year-old girl? Living as a woman doesn't make you a woman.
I trust people to be an expert in their own gender. If someone has been living as a woman for 15 years...
What does that mean, living as a woman?
I don't really know how I can answer the question again.
It's not about timeline.
Because
it's
you said 90 days, Mr. Walker. The President said 90 days.
Don't let me answer the question and don't interrupt me.
I'll choose when I speak. Please carry on.
Then this interview is terminated.
I'll be back in the new year taking your calls on LBC.
Hello, this is my mum's work phone. I've re-recorded her voicemail because I'm 8 and I've never had a holiday where she hasn't been distracted by work. This hotel has 2 pools and 3 water slides, and she promised to take me shopping. So, before you leave her a message, maybe don't.
Take your holiday seriously. British Airways Holidays. Atoll protected.
This Christmas at Tesco, get 3 for 2 on selected chilled and frozen party food with your Tesco Club card. That's what makes it Christmas. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, any 3 for 2, cheapest product free, and 2nd of January. Club card or app required.
Our pet's in a pickle. We're here when it matters most. For fuss-free pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Life feels better with a smile. Fanning Dental Group Clinics. Modern, comfortable and affordable dentistry for all. See online for our price match promise. Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling. And the whole world smiles with you.
Banningdental.co.uk.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
This is the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter M on LBC. Enfield, hello, John.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I've got 2 C's. And an S.
Okay.
S for should I?
Mm-hmm.
The 4th C is Christmas present, or Christmas gift delivered to Northwest Nigeria from Father Christmas, Donald Trump.
Blimey, you really are trying to shoehorn that into the C's, because it's actually an N for Nigeria, but we can't go there because we haven't got there yet.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Well, you sound distraught.
Shall we try the other C then?
Okay.
Prime Chancellor.
What?
Prime Chancellor.
Again?
Our Chancellor will cry.
Oh, crying Chancellor.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Okay, our crying Chancellor. Yeah, she cried.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And the S, your colleague, Nick Ferrari.
Yeah.
For maintaining his position as...
Numero uno. For maintaining his position as our numero uno. The man on the, the outside... Well, the, on the, what do they call it? The the thing on the outside of a building. They put their name on. It's the, he's our marquee. Name. Yes. But he's been our marquee name for years and years. It didn't happen this year, but so it's his continued presence is what you want to celebrate. I'm not sure that that really fits on this list, but good work. Thanks a lot, John. That's two misses. Oh, well, never mind. Dave says, C is for commemorative coin. In October, the US Treasury released designs for a coin with Donald Trump's head on it, commemorating 250 years of US independence. It's a good job they didn't have the rest of his body, because they'd have to release it on two separate coins. Just saying. Narberth, Nigel.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good stuff. I've got I've got a few going backwards here to through the other letters. So I've got an H, a guy called James Howells, H-O-W-E-L-L-S.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's a computer expert who had been raging a decade-long battle to recover a £600 million Bitcoin hard drive that he had foolishly thrown away.
Yeah, it's in it was in a council dump, and they refused to help him look for it, right?
That's right, yeah. Eventually, he kept hassling the council, and eventually the court said, no, you can't do it.
Tragic. And that's a lesson for you, kids. Bitcoin, or any of those kind of crypto coins, I would select actual real money, you know, something you can touch and feel, not something that is hidden away on a computer. Because, you know what, computer programs tend to break.
Correct.
I mean, computers, they don't last forever.
Affirmative.
Those robots can't be trusted.
Absolutely. And I've got a Swedish church that was moved 5 kilometres this year. This is a place called Kiruna Kirka, K-I-R-U-N-A-K-Y-R-K-A.
You're doing very well.
Again, I'm doing very well, for this time of night especially. Kiruna Kirka was a church, basically it was being undermined by previous mining activity.
Mm.
So they basically put it on wheels.
Yeah, they picked it up and shifted it along. Okay. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, quite incredible. Feat of engineering. I've got a guy called Rudiger Koch, K-O-C-H. Who spent 120 days underwater, living underwater.
What did he do that for?
To beat a world record, basically. as you do. He's a German aerospace engineer who spent 120 days in a capsule off the coast of Panama.
Did you say 120?
Yeah.
120 days he stayed underwater.
Yeah.
In order to beat a record. There was no other reason for him doing that. It wasn't for the benefit of science.
No.
Okay. Well, you've got to have a hobby, I suppose.
Still, he's got midlife crisis, I think.
Yeah.
Have you got the lady who was the leader of the Kent County Council? Cam Karen. Lyndon Kim Karen?
Yeah, one of them Karens.
Yeah, okay. Lyndon Kim Karen, who basically told her fellow reform colleagues to
suck it
effing,
up. Yeah,
effing, suck it up.
Bleeping, suck it up. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So you're okay on that one. I've got a lady who was they called Sophie Lloyd, who was expelled in 1991 from the Magic Circle. Because she pretended to be a man in order to get into the Magic Circle.
Huh.
At that time, women weren't allowed in the Magic Circle. Anyway, she disappeared for a few years, and 30 years later, they've accepted her back in.
Reappeared like magic. Good to hear.
Exactly. Couple of others. Eric Morecambe's glasses, an M.
Yeah.
Eric Morecambe's glasses were sold this year for £20,000 at auction, and were bought by Robbie Williams.
Right. What's he going to do with them?
I have no idea.
Bought by Robbie Williams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you got the Fabergé pendant?
What's that?
Okay, a Fabergé pendant which was stolen. So it's like the Fabergé egg.
Fabergé. I thought you said Savage A. Fabergé.
Fabergé. Sorry, it's the Welsh communications. Sorry.
The Fabergé pendant was stolen from where?
So this is a pendant was stolen from a jewellery robbery, and it ended up in New Zealand, and the guy was caught and swallowed it.
Was that a good idea?
Eventually, it was passed to the local police.
Yeah, passed the local police. Yeah,
passed the local police. So it was. It came out in the
Came out in the end.
Anyway, yeah. I'll move on. Mm-hmm. Have you got lampshade hat?
Lampshade hat? No, I don't. What's that?
Melania.
Oh, that. Yes, the anti-Donald brim. He couldn't get anywhere near her. Your husband can't kiss you, Melania.
I don't care.
She's actually not that bothered.
And one last one. I've got the Richard Madeley lookalike competition that was held this year.
Who won it? And it was Richard Madeley?
It was won by a pug. A pug dog. Called name? Larry.
Is this endorsed by Richard Madeley?
I'm not sure about that, but it's in the Metro newspaper. So
it must be true. Right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll look it up. Thanks a lot, mate. 0345 6060 973. This says Democrats are trying to pass a law prohibiting currency that features living presidents. That's an adjunct to that Trump commemorative coin thing. In October, the U.S. Treasury released designs for a coin with Trump's head on it. It didn't make him look very good. I would have thought that that Trump would insist that his, his jowls would have been, removed or covered up somehow. But no, he looked pretty terrible on that coin. It wasn't your best look, Donnie. And I thought it was already against the law. Or maybe it was one of those unwritten laws that he just bulldozes through. You can't have a living person on the, a living person's head on a coin in America. Tiago, Bristol.
Hi, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I got a couple of M's, but then while I was waiting, I remembered a few stragglers. So shall I start with them?
Mm-hmm.
I'll go K for Kruger, as in Danny Kruger, the former conservative MP that went on to reform. I think his mum eats cake for a living or something like that.
He went to reform. There were so many people that that ceased to be conservatives and went to reform that this list would be just chock full of them if I put all of them down. So I'm going to say no.
Fair enough. I guess the reason I thought it was significant is because he's actually different than Nadine Dorries, which is just not just someone who can actually make things happen. So there was a bit scary part of that, but never mind.
Okay.
Well, that leads me then to D for deflections. This is a submission from another listener. She asked me to put it through. Her name is Rebecca from Swindon. And she thought it was worth mentioning how many, as you pointed out, defections we had. So I'm not sure if that makes the list either.
Yeah, I'll put it under conservative defections to reform that, and that'll cover all of it.
All right.
Are you listeners discussing this with each other behind my back?
Very much so. Some people can bring themselves to the ring. They can't quite build the courage. Right. I tried to encourage her to call herself, but I thought I'd deliver it in her behalf.
Okay.
All right, now for the M's. I have M for Mandelson.
Yeah, I got Peter Mandelson. Yeah, he lost his job. Yeah, and
have I missed
it? I'm afraid so.
Oh, okay. So one more M then. How about media literacy?
Media literacy?
Yes, the government made announcements of reforms to the curriculum, and it's planning to include media literacy as part of the core school curriculum moving forward. Apparently, after some attempts to, fight fake news and AI and all that.
Good luck with that. All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Tiago. Chris in Stubbington says, I've got an A. For the title of the A to Z. What have we done to deserve this? Oh, I have called a book, What Have We Done to Deserve This? Maybe that was the last one I did. I should really have remembered what I called old books. But I am in want of suggestions. If you have an idea about what I should call the new one, I normally have have it in mind as soon as I start writing it. But this year, it's kind of eluded me. Maybe all of the best ones I've used already. But some excellent suggestions. I think one of my favourites is thank you for your attention to this matter. If only I could get Donald Trump to agree to that and not sue me for £8,463,000,000. 0345-6060-973. It's the A to Z of 2025 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC. Let's recommence with the letter N after the new news.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, Donald Trump says a lot of progress has been made in securing a deal to end the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The US president hosted Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida for talks, before which he had a very productive phone call with Vladimir Putin. He added a peace plan could be agreed in a few weeks if negotiations go well. Mr. Trump is optimistic about an end to the fighting.
I just think we're doing very well. We could be very close. There are one or two very thorny issues, very tough issues. We made a lot of progress today, but really we've made it over the last month. This is not a one-day process deal. This is very complicated stuff, but I think it's moving in the right direction.
Diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia will continue talks in China tomorrow after they signed a new ceasefire deal yesterday. The agreement calls a halt to weeks of fighting along their contested border that has killed more than 100 people and displaced more than 500,000 in both countries. A 22-year-old man's become the second person to be charged with murdering a teenager in North London. Adam Henry, who was 15, was stabbed in Islington earlier this month and died in hospital. Firefighters have put out a fire in a hotel in Glasgow that led to the building and nearby soup kitchen being evacuated. Emergency services were called to the Revolver Hotel yesterday evening. The fire on a rooftop is not thought to have been started deliberately. The Conservatives have called for activist Ala Abdel Al-Fattah to be stripped of his UK citizenship. The Prime Minister welcomed his return after his release from an Egyptian prison, but the Tories say historical tweets prove he holds extremist views. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has reported the activists to counter-terror police. French President Emmanuel Macron has called Brigitte Bardot a legend of the century. The film star has died aged 91. Author and historian Catherine Pangonis, whose book A History of France in 21 Women features Brigitte Bardot, says her legacy is complex.
You have the fact that she really decided to step away from the spotlight and then devote herself to animal rights activism, which in her later years also gave way and sort of mingled with far-right politics and convictions for hate speech.
LBC weather dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees. Largely cloudy tomorrow with just Northern England and Scotland seeing some sunshine and a high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Katie Dartford.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
This is absolute tosh.
World's gone crazy.
And the evidence is before us, all can see. The list of the A to Z of 2025 recommences with the letter N. Remember, you can go backwards to fill in letters that we've already had, but you cannot go forwards. Those are the rules, and the rules must be obeyed. Io, Romford.
Right. My one is Gallows Corner.
Why is that?
It is absolutely... It is killing everyone in the area. There's roadworks. They said the roadworks started in April and should have ended in September. And then we've got a letter saying that it's not ending till next year in March. Anyone who uses the M25 Junction 28, anyone who uses the A12 towards Colchester, all the area during like sort of school time, pickup time, it is literally depressing now, right? It is.
China has built probably 15 airports.
Right.
In the time it's taken them to fix this
15 airports and 36 mega cities and the world's biggest bridge. Yeah.
Yeah. And people putting flags up in this area, they should do...
Where's he gone? Oh, he just cut himself off. He's absolutely furious. I reckon that he was going to say people who are putting flags up in this area should get a shovel and start digging. Do something to help. Yeah, okay, well, I feel your pain, Io, but in a word...
Stop whining.
That's two words. Thanks a lot, mate. Bromley, Anna Maria.
Hello.
Anna Maria, you are 11 years old. And you have parental permission to make this call. Go ahead.
Yes. I have a D for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's day one, because when Donald Trump became president of the United States, he said that everything would be fixed on day one, but he didn't do anything.
Yeah. I'm going to fix everything on day one. On day one, everything will be fixed. And then it wasn't. Yeah, big surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was Christmas, Anna Maria?
That was good.
What? No, really?
Yeah.
Because that was a bit like, Was it great?
Yes.
It was great. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks a lot, Anna Maria. Say hi to your parents for me.
I will.
Okay, thanks a lot. What a nice lady. Karen in Manchester says, I've thought of a name for your new book. Look what's happened now. And Daniel says, Nick, do you like Branston Pickle? Yes. Why? What are you asking me that for? Have I missed something? Morden. Hello, Sandy.
Hello,
Sandy.
Nick. How are you?
I'm great, mate. Can you believe that issue with Gallows Corner? What a nightmare, eh?
I've got an M for you for monuments.
Monuments.
But I'm, you might need to help me add to it. The cenotaph got covered in orange powder.
Oh, yeah. Right. Orange powder. Yeah, there was a lot of that about. Orange powder. Yeah.
Can you think of any other monuments that got covered?
Oh, this is a test now? Like it's a quiz?
It's not homework, surely. No.
I can remember that the Crown Jewels case got covered in custard.
Mm. Yes, and apple pie.
Yeah, what a waste of pudding.
Yes, totally. Yeah. Anyway, Happy New Year, Nick.
Oh, thanks very much, Sandy. Cheers, my dear. 0345-6060-973. James in Worcester says, I'd given up on Wordle today, but thanks to your texter with a clue. Yeah. It's me. Wordle today is my name. Can you believe that?
No.
Yeah. So if you just put Abbott in, then you'll get it in one. And Wordle's mind will be blown. Cumbernauld. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, hello, Nick. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks.
I've got a couple of M's for you.
Yes.
The first one is a meteorite. Scotland had an exploding meteorite on the 3rd of July, and it was apparently the first meteorite to make landfall, in bits of which made landfall in Scotland this year.
Huh.
For the first time in more than a century.
Whereabouts?
It was all over various hilly bits across Scotland. It was seen from the Isle of Lewis down to Edinburgh. So, you'd have had quite a wide scatter pattern over various bits of hilly ground, and those walking in the hills and the glens were encouraged to keep their eyes out for bits of meteorite, and if they could recover them and take them back to the appropriate people, then they could be investigated.
Now, I wonder who an appropriate person would be to deliver a meteorite sample to. I mean, look it up in the Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages, yeah, I presume so.
Anybody under the age of 50 is going to have to ask their parents what the Yellow Pages is.
Yes, quite. And I've also got M for Mastermind, celebrity edition, your esteemed colleague, Mr. Goodall, won tonight.
Really?
Yes, the celebrity Mastermind was won by your esteemed colleague, Mr. Goodall.
Oh, right. I had no idea that Mastermind was still on.
Yeah, well, there you go. You may be making your way into and the Global Towers at the time. But right.
No, yeah. I mean, I don't mean on tonight. I mean on.
At all.
Yeah.
Well, so I don't know whether Mr. Goodall makes a cut for a mention, but if he does, good on him.
Okay. All right. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Andrew. 0345-6060-973. John in Bath says, a suggestion for this year's book, Auto Pens A to Z of the Year, edited by me. Naomi says, migration, net migration, has fallen by two-thirds in 2025 versus 2024. The media seems reluctant to share this, as they do when it increases. This government put in the policy to reduce it, but the Labour government gets the result. What? Do you mean that government put in the policy to reduce it, but the Labour government actually did it? And they get zero credit from the right-wing press. I don't know why they bother to suck up to them. Really, I don't. Somerset. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Sarah.
Hello. Yes, I've got a couple of words for you.
Okay.
First one, it's an H. Mm-hmm. It's Ben Habib. Started a new party called Advance UK.
God, another
so
one.
I don't know if that goes under A or Ben Habib.
We got a lot of A's, so I'll put it under H just in order to fill out the H's. Yeah, that's okay, isn't it? I can do that, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Right, I've thought of a couple more. Japan, I don't know if you've had this one, Japan had its first female prime minister.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
You've had that one, have you?
I have had that one, yeah. I can't remember what her name is off the top of my head, but I know that she's on the list.
I can, it's in front of me, I don't know how you pronounce it. But it's
Takeuchi or something like that.
Yeah, Sanae Takeuchi.
Takeuchi, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know anything about it, but I'm sure she is excellent in every regard.
One last one. Again, I don't know if you've had it. It's the burglary at the Louvre, where they stole the crown jewels.
The French crown jewels, yeah, the Louvre heist, yes.
Yeah. Have you already had that one?
Yeah, I have, yeah. And there was a lot of pictures in a lot of the media about some bloke who was photographed going past in a fedora hat, and sort of old, clothing from a previous decade. Did you see that?
Oh.
And they were like, who is this suspicious-looking person wandering past the Louvre in a fedora hat? Looks highly suspicious, they thought. And apparently it was just some French kid who dresses like that.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It passed me by when it first happened. But for some reason, all of the press seemed to decide at once to picture this bloke. I guess it was like an end-of-year quiz. Who's this person, they said? And is he part of the gang that stole the jewels? Is he a policeman on their case? Or is he just some random passerby? And it was just some random passerby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good work. Thanks, Sarah. 0345-6060-973. Derbyshire. Hello, Simon.
Evening, Nick. I've got an M and an A. And a little bit of extra info on the Fabergé egg. When they retrieved it and gave it a quick rinse under the tap, it still had the price tag on it.
No, it did not.
It did. Look at the photo. It's on the BBC News. check it out on there.
How much was it?
The photo of it. Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
Too blooming much.
Yeah, it was a lot of money, yeah. The other one, the Mandelston, I don't know if you can put a double entry.
Yes.
But it also got done for urinating on... one of his friend's gates when he went to have a meal at the house.
Yeah.
He was waiting for his cab and relieved himself on their neighbour's gates.
Now, that shows a lack of forward planning, doesn't it? I mean, you need to go to the loo before you leave someone's house because you never know what might happen in the cab. Cab might break down, the cab might not come, then you'll be caught short, and he was.
Or wear them special pants like Donald does.
That is very rude.
The M I've got is Ty Mitchell, a local Derby lad like me, who confronted Tommy Robinson out in the United Arab Emirates at a boxing do a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Ty Mitchell,
yeah. And the conversation hinged on Tommy Robinson asking him, well, who are you? What are you doing here? And he said, I'm a professional boxer. And then
from Derby.
And that's where that conversation hinged.
And him telling him to get off back home to England.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, mate. Oh, you got more? Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Arlington National Cemetery website became a victim of Donald Trump's DEI when they removed all of the stories about their heroes from the past who were either black, Hispanic, or women.
Yeah. I mean, I assume...
And that's used for teaching kids in schools, this website. It's a big deal out there.
Yeah, I assume that he does that just in order to distract us from all of the other evil things that he's doing, for instance...
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, just throwing anything he can against the wall to stop us talking about Jeffrey Epstein. And exactly. if absolutely nothing else works, then I believe... Oh, no, not that one.
I'll bring us into war.
That one, yeah. I'll bring
it's
us
like
into war.
It's like a monkey throwing stuff against the wall just to distract us.
Exactly, yeah, quite right. All right, thanks, Simon. 0345-6060-973. Newark, Lawrence.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Good evening. Yes, well, I just couldn't forget you to call on this memorial we just put up in Newark, just outside Newark, the Lancaster Bomber full sculpture memorial. In September, we put a full-size Lancaster Bomber memorial on the A46 just outside Norton Disney, and commemorating the Battle of Britain and all the rest of it. So I thought it's significant we should remember the sacrifice of our brave airmen that took off from our region.
What did they make it out of?
It was steel.
Really?
92 tons of steel on a 1,000 sculpture foundation. And it's going to be taller than the Age of the North.
No.
So we have the Battle of Britain as well, by the way, commemorating the anniversary.
I don't do anniversaries. Don't do anniversaries and I don't do deaths. So if there was something specific to this year, then I'll put it in.
What's annoying is people flying our Union Jack flags upside down in our region over the summer holidays.
And at half mast. Yeah.
No, they also fly them upside down.
Yeah, and at half mast. That's what I'm
saying.
And
half staffed.
And half staffed is exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
So, got to get it right.
So go on the memorial on the A46 at Norton Disney. You can see it for miles apart.
And it's going to be taller than the Angel of the North.
Taller than the Angel of the North. Yes.
But and I thought you said that it was life size.
Yes, it's a full size. It's the same size as Lancaster Bomber, 21 meters length.
Yeah. Oh, it's so just on a very, very tall plinth. Is that what you mean?
The length and height is 29 meters tall. Same size as a Lancaster Bomber in length and width, by the way.
A Lancaster Bomber is not 29 meters tall.
21 meters tall, 31 meters length, wingspan, and 29 meters height. And that includes the foundation as well.
Okay, but that's... Okay, well, I'm not going to argue with you. That sounds bigger than the actual plane. I think you mean that it must be on a plinth that lifts it that high. But I'll look it up. Thanks a lot, Lawrence. That's the migration one. Tom says, no. Craig says, G is for Brian Glenn, the reporter who asked President Zelensky at the White House why he never wears a suit. And kicked off the whole debacle. Yeah.
You're not saying thank you, which is being very mean.
The stuff that happens, eh? God, what a life. Croydon, hello. Oh, no, wait. I must take a break, then I'll come back. I'll come back to you in just one moment, Simon. Wait there, please.
This is LBC.
Did you know Vets for Pets are
the nation's most trusted vets?
We think that's because they're
locally owned
and locally loved.
Wherever you are,
we've got a vet local to you.
Vets for Pets. We're all for pets. Based on a survey. To verify, search vetsforpets.com/allforpets.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard your flight to Geneva. This is your captain speaking, and I would like to take a second to welcome our very special guests, all the skis and snowboards that enjoy a free flight to Winter Wonderland.
The best winter holidays start with the right airline.
Book your family trip to Winter Wonderland now on Swiss.com and enjoy free gear transport.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott.
Please hold the line. I'm trying to connect you.
I am trying to connect Simon in Croydon. Simon.
Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
Very well.
Fantastic. I've got an M and two N's for you.
All right.
I'll get through the M quickly because the N's might need a bit of exploring.
Go on, then.
A bit more conceptual. Okay, the M is the actual thing itself was actually not invented this year. It was invented probably in the pandemic, but the word for it has just been accepted into the Cambridge Dictionary. So now it is a real thing that's accepted as, you know, into the English language.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's mouse jiggler.
Mouse jiggler.
You've come across this before because I've heard you mention it on your program. And it's a device, I think it was invented in the pandemic because when people started working from home, the bosses wanted to make sure they weren't skiving off. So they inserted some software into their computers to make sure they were working all the time. So some clever bit of techo invented this thing which makes their mouse jiggle around and makes it look like they're working
when they
nip off to go to the toilet quickly or make themselves a nice cup of tea, you know.
Brilliant is that?
Yeah, mouse jiggler. So it's now a proper thing accepted into the English language, and it's a thing that's now accepted.
Right.
There you go. Mouse jiggler. Okay, here come the N's. First one. Neighing horses cause a complaint in Newmarket. Now Newmarket, as you probably know, is the home of horse racing, and a horse owner, Mandy Young, received a complaint from her council about the constant neighing of her horses. They said, we're really sorry, we've got to follow this up because if it makes a complaint, we have to follow it up. She said, it's ridiculous. The area is super horsey. Newmarket's one of the few places where they have actual roads and crossings dedicated to horses, and there are probably more horses than there are people in Newmarket. But this complaint went through, and we don't know what's happened to it since. But I have to say, actually, I've got a bit of sympathy for it. Not that I'm a horsey person, but it's like, you know, trendy people living in Islington and Hackney move out into villages and then start complaining about the bell ringing on a Sunday and get a campaign. Exactly. and get it shut down, you know. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. As this woman says, this horse race said, it's like moving next door to a railway line and complaining about the train noise, you know.
Yeah, as though you didn't know it was going to be there.
Yeah,
mind you, hearing that all day and all night, that would drive you up the wall, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Okay, here comes the other N. And this is probably the earliest entry you're going to have for this year because it concerns New Year's Day of the year just gone or just going.
Yeah.
A report from the science pages of The Guardian on January the 10th. And it concerns the TikTok, those TikTokers giving New Year's health resolutions for health for the coming year. And here they go. These TikTokers, these are the ones they put forward. Putting rubber bands around your ears to reduce facial puffiness. That's one of them. The science editor asked various experts. He asked Professor Hywell Williams, especially evidence-based dermatology, who said, I can't see any evidence for this at all, but I'm open-minded, and sometimes the medical profession would be wrong.
Yeah, I have an idea about it. If you put rubber bands around your ears, then people won't be noticing that your face is puffy, because they won't be able to drag their gaze from your lug holes.
Number two, sticking garlic up your nose to cleanse the sinuses. And there were various TikTokers shoving garlic up their nostrils and then filming torrents of snot pouring out when the garlic's removed. I know, it's lovely, isn't it? The science pages asked a consultant ear, nose and throat surgeon who said, it's not released from anywhere, a blocked nose used to cover swelling, and you shouldn't be sticking anything up your nose, including garlic.
Right.
Putting castor oil in the belly button to reduce bloating, another one.
Are there many of these?
Yeah, no, that's the last one.
That's the last one.
And there you go. TikTokers' New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, there's another website that you don't need to look at for the rest of your life, and you'll save a lot of time, and you can thank me later. No, wait, I've changed my mind. You can thank me now.
Thank you.
All right, good work. Thanks a lot, Simon. Tom says Sam Fender donated his entire £25,000 Mercury prize winnings to the Music Venue Trust. That's worth a mention, as all the grassroots venues which Sam Fender cut his teeth on are dying out. And this book name from this text says, I'll sue you for $8 billion, etc. and so on. No. No, you can't threaten people if you're trying to sell them a book. That would be bad for business. York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got four, I think.
Yeah.
I'll give him the one I'm not sure about first.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix bought Warner Brothers. Has that actually happened yet?
No, I don't think it has. I think that's still in the mix, because Donald Trump has to okay it, and I think that Trump wants his best friend in the whole wide world, who owns Paramount to buy it instead. So I don't know.
Right.
But that's the way everything's going to go. We're going to be, you know, buying food from three companies, and we're going to be having our electricity provided. Well, our electricity is provided by one company. They've already monopolized that, haven't they? Electricity,
well,
water,
yeah.
Gas. You know, you ain't got no choice. Not really.
Well, yeah, if it goes on like this, it'll be just one company for everything, I reckon, don't you?
Exactly right. Yes.
Yep. Right. Norway. They've bought 25% of Covent Garden.
Have they?
Yeah.
They bought 25% of Covent Garden?
Yeah.
Well, all of it? Or do you mean the market?
Yeah, Covent Garden market.
Right. I didn't know that. Well, Norway have got so much money. You know why they got money? It's because they didn't give away their oil.
That's it.
Yeah, we gave ours away, and so we haven't got anything. You know, Margaret Blooming Thatcher.
Boo!
She sold absolutely everything that used to be ours, with the result that we ain't got no money no more. Norway kept theirs, and they're the richest people in the world. I think that's a fact.
And everybody's buying everything of ours. It's not right, is it?
No, it isn't. No,
right.
I could challenge you to name one thing that is thought of as British that is still owned by a British person. Just one.
That's hard, isn't it?
It is very hard. Yeah.
Mm. Right. The New European was rebranded as the New World.
Really? That passed me by. I guess I haven't looked at the New European in a good long while. Rebranded as the New World.
Yep.
Right.
And ninja swords were banned.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Were banned.
Yeah, but banned where? In this country or in Japan?
Here, I think, weren't they?
I don't know. Were they ever legal?
Well, I don't know, but they were banned this year, surely.
Did you have to give yours up?
Yes, I did.
Right, well, that's news to me. I had no idea. And Norway...
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I think it's right.
Well, I look all of these up. I don't just blindly put them on the list. I look every single one up. It takes forever, by the way. I mean, when I'm doing this, the A to Z, it's all I do. All I do is sleep, work on it, and come and do more of it in the evening. It's my entire existence. Not that I'm complaining or anything.
Whinging and whining and moaning.
It must be hard work, though, I reckon.
It is hard work, yes.
Yeah.
Every single thing has to get checked, for not only for spelling, as to whether it actually happened this year. Because, you know, memories differ, don't they? And something that you thought happened this year can often be years out of date. So I have to check all of that. Norway bought 25% of Covent Garden, did they?
Yep.
Okay. Covent Garden has changed. All those shops in that market, they used to be a bit tatty and that. And now it's all stuff that you or I can't afford, Jan. If you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
You can't, no, exactly. Right. Okay.
Oh, that's it. So our business is concluded. All right, very good to talk to you, Jan. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, only got one end for you.
Yeah.
NVIDIA set a record this year in that its stock lost almost $600 billion in one day.
Wow. Was that when China invented something that can do everything that an NVIDIA chip can do, but for about a thousandth of the price and almost none of the electricity. And it stunned the world. Thing. Nobody could figure out quite how they'd done it. And NVIDIA, which I think wasn't it the first $3 trillion valued company?
Yeah.
And they lost $600 billion in a day. I bet they made it back, though.
Exactly. That's the lunacy of the markets, because they made the money back, because people stopped panicking 3 days later to realize that that was all the Chinese thing could do.
Mm.
And that they were going to back. So all the other companies reinvested back into NVIDIA.
Yeah.
The tech bros all propped it back up again.
All those psycho tech bros. Well, what's really weird, and, you know, I don't know anything about stocks and shares or economics or anything for that matter, but if a company is lending money to other companies so that they can buy its products, then that sounds like it's a presage to a crash to me.
Yeah, I'm absolutely right. They're all cross-invested in each other.
Yeah.
It's totally mad.
If one goes down, they all go down. And America's economy looks on the surface, if you just look at the headline figures, it looks to be doing really well. But it's only about five companies that are propping the entire nation up. I mean, their GDP went up by 4%, something like that. But it's all those five AI companies, and who are all betting on AI actually making the money in the end. But in the meantime, they're throwing billions of dollars at it in the hope that it will, pay out. All right, Mike, good talking to you. Thanks for that. 0345-6060-973. It's just past 11:30 on LBC, the news headlines, with Katie Dartford.
Donald Trump says a lot of progress has been made in securing a deal to end the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. The US president's hosted Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida for talks, before which he had a very productive phone call with Vladimir Putin. He added a peace plan could be agreed in a few weeks if negotiations go well. Diplomats from Thailand and Cambodia will continue talks in China tomorrow after they signed a new ceasefire yesterday. The agreement calls to a halt weeks of fighting along their contested border that has killed more than 100 people and displaced more than 500,000 in both countries. And politicians in France are paying tribute to actress and animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot, who has died at the age of 91. President Macron said she embodied a life of freedom. And Marine Le Pen has described her as free and untamed. LBC weather, dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees.
LBC.
Hi, just leaving work now. Sorry it's a bit loud. Basically, so I was thinking we could get Mackie's tonight. Had a Big Mac on my mind all day, and delivery fee on the app is now from 99p. So, you in? Of course you are. Love you. Bye.
Exclusively on the McDonald's app. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Participating restaurants. Serving times and T's and C's apply.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
Now, I'm as guilty as anyone when it comes to ignoring things. Rogue grey hairs, red flags in relationships, or that service reminder on your car dash. Luckily, that one's easy. Visit Cinch for fat-free servicing at over 100 locations. Any car, whether you bought it from Cinch or not. With MOTs, $39.95 and servicing from only $129.95. To book your service or buy your next car, visit cinch.co.uk. See cinch.co.uk/servicing for details. Terms and exclusions apply.
Merry Christmas, my love.
Merry Christmas, Mum.
Merry Christmas, Nanny.
Happy New Year!
From the UK's first mobile phone call to the first text, we've been connecting you at Christmas since 1984 on Vodafone, the nation's network. The nation's network, Vodafone UK, supporting the nation since 1984. Learn more at vodafone.co.uk/TNN.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
You don't know what you're talking about, do you?
I'm talking about the A to Z of 2025. It is up to and including the letter N at the moment. You can go backwards and fill in the letters that we have already had, but you can't go forwards. That is rule number one. Bo, Ange.
Hello.
Ange.
Are you all right?
Yes, good, thanks.
I've got Brigitte Macron.
Brigitte Macron, yes.
Yeah, there's three elements to this. So Piers Morgan has got a bet on with Candace Owens.
Mm.
I listen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't sound as off when I tell you what I'm going to say. Piers Morgan about
whether she's a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Piers Morgan. So it's all M for man, Bridget for Macron, mm-hmm. and Piers Morgan. So the three yeah. M's. Piers Morgan has bet Candace Owens that Bridget Macron is not a man.
Is not a man, right?
Is not a man.
Okay, so I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Piers Morgan.
Oh, don't.
Yeah, on this one issue. Yeah.
No, it's a lot deeper than what we think. Too early for Owens, for Candace Owens, for...
We're way too early for that, but M fits right in. Yeah, Brigitte Macron, yeah.
All right, my darling.
Oh, OK, excellent work. That's it. Thanks, Ange. 0345 6060 973. Susie says, a lot of supermarkets in France have bars. It's quite normal. Well, normal for French people. NFF, normal for France.
Booze.
They love a bit of it. I just don't think it's a very good idea. Why would you want to go into Lidl to go to a pub? Go into Lidl and then go into a pub. Why do you have to combine the two? That just don't make no sense to me. Let's have San Francisco. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Nick. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Well, happy holidays from sunny California.
Ah, now, what's the weather like in San Francisco at the moment?
Well, at the moment, it is sunny. Actually, I live about a little ways east of San Francisco, but if I said where I live, nobody would know it. So okay. I identify with San Francisco.
All right. Well, we know where that is, yeah.
We know where that, yeah, but it's sunny and nice. We've had a lot of rain. It's sunny and nice. That's our weather update.
Okay.
Nick, my husband and I are white-haired, retired parts of the resistance. So, you know, the sign of
yes.
the political... If we don't make it to the rallies because we can't walk that far. But we do have a glimmer of hope in California, and that is our... high-profile Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yes, Gavin
Newsom.
I would
like to add him to
you. He's on the list.
Yes.
He does excellent work. He's been responding to Donald Trump in the manner of Donald Trump, and I bet it sends Trump nuts. I bet he hates it because it just makes Trump look just ridiculous.
So much so that Trump has a name for him. He calls him Gavin Newscom.
Well, Trump has always got some stupid, childish name for everybody, doesn't he? Gavin Newscom. And if you don't really know who Gavin Newsom is, he kind of looks like Matthew McConaughey, doesn't he?
He does. He's got everything Trump doesn't have. He has good looks and a beautiful wife and a real family.
Yeah, and hair.
Yeah. And hair, lots of hair,
unlike that thing that is floating above Donald Trump's head.
I don't wear a toupee.
Exactly. I think by making this call, Claire, you have got yourself on a list, and you may be one of the occupants of the newly reopened Alcatraz, if you're not careful.
Absolutely. One of their first encounters was during the first Trump administration, and when we had one of those very destructive fires here,
yeah.
and Trump flew out with his baseball cap on and told Newsom he wasn't protecting the areas enough, he should be raking the forest.
Yeah, they should be sweeping and raking. Yeah, like they do in Sweden. They do it very good in Sweden.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Nick, I'm delighted that I got through. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And the word I would like to leave you with is the word dementia. dementia isn't on your list, maybe next year dementia could change history.
Yeah, maybe. But in the meantime,
maybe.
Don't forget that he has a very big brain. Yeah. All right. Exactly. Thanks a lot, Claire. 034. Take great caution. I would nail your door shut if I were you. Don't even think about going out. Have everything delivered. 0345 6060 973. Tooting. Hello, Jan.
Hi, good evening, Nick.
Yes, Jan.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, great. So I've got quite a few here. Shall I go back? Should I start from the...
Yeah, start from the very beginning.
Back to A's.
Give me an idea of how many we've got.
So I've got an A, I've got a C, one C, and I've got one M, and I've got one M,
right,
and one N.
Okay, fine.
And I've also got some throwing out some ideas that you might dip into for choosing words for your A to Z.
Right, for the book, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So from the beginning.
Buzzwords for this year, like yes. Sputnik moments, Morgan's. What's that word? Morgan's.
You're asking
Smorgasbord,
me?
like Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord, yeah.
About Reeves, budget, sort of having lots of different little measures. Right. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sputnik moments, there's a buzzword. There's a list of buzzwords.
Okay, well,
all right.
Okay, but I don't need buzzwords. I need a phrase. But let's get what you've got for
us. Yeah, so I'll come back to what I think. So the first thing I've got is the prize winning building, one of Britain's, it's won a prize for the RIBA, Royal Institute of British Architects.
Yeah.
Has won the prize as UK's best new build.
Which
new
is
building.
It?
This year, so it's Appleby Blue. It's an almshouse in Bermondsey. So it's been designed to it's like a care home for the elderly, but it fosters, community.
Right, it fosters harmony and good vibes. Okay, Appleby Blue is the Reba new building of the year. Okay, what else?
Yeah. So then I've got COP 30 in Brazil. I don't know if you've had that, but COP 30 this year in Brazil. What they achieved?
They sliced through a forest in order to take all the delegates there, and agreed, as they always do at COP 30, that it really is awful and something should be done.
I think the thing is they said there that they were going to pledge money to the poorer countries to adapt to the transition away from fossil fuels, mm-hmm. but there's no definite plans on that.
Yeah, of course not. No, there never is. Yes.
And that, what was the other thing they were going to? They're looking to get to. They're looking to target. The target is. I've got it here. The target is.
Don't worry about it. I've got COP 30.
Moving on.
Okay,
so the one is about Musk could well be M. I'm going to M now, jumping to M. But I had something on migrants. I had 41,000 came here this year.
Okay, that's not really specific to this year.
So Musk. It's Musk. Musk could become the first trillionaire, but he won't get anything. He's got to reach certain targets in 10 years' time.
He's got to sell us the idea of having one of his robots programmed by him or his people, which will be stronger than us, faster than us. They'll never sleep, and he wants us to put one of those in our homes. Hands up, who wants one?
Okay. And then I've got an N.
Yeah.
I've got an N. So this is Nostrada AI. It's a British firm that have created digital versions of all 650 MPs. And it helped, they're using it to help them frame their discussion, because it's got thousands of political speeches, this AI, that MPs and Tories have been practicing debating with these cabinet clones.
Thousands
of political speeches from and records from the Commons Chamber.
So for debate practice, The Tories are pitting themselves against robots. I'd pay a lot of money to see that.
Affirmative.
I'd like to see conservative politicians pitting themselves against robots.
Correct.
Because the chatbots. Yeah, they're through chatbots.
Oh, chatbots. Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Yeah, the clones give response to questions.
Right, okay.
That they don't put to them through a chatbot.
They don't. They don't chase them down and corner them in a steelworks. And I've seen the rest of that film. Okay, I'll stick it on the list. Good work. Thanks a lot, Jan. Tony in Aylesbury says a bakery in Denmark started selling bright orange Donald Trump moron cakes. Bright orange Donald Trump moron cakes.
Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
0345-6060-973. Up to and including the letter N on the A to Z of 2025 on LBC.
I'm Sheila Fogarty. Thank you for your calls throughout the year on LBC.
And I am mixed race. I was heavily considering a future in the armed forces. I had to really reconsider how I felt towards dying for a country that seemed like it didn't really want me in it.
Do you find it acceptable for all migrants and asylum seekers to be regarded with suspicion as predators?
Yes.
I'll be back next week taking your calls on LBC. Calling all young creatives. It's time to get prepped for the content production industry. And where better than Global Academy? Here's Daisy, a technical content production student in year 12.
We've already learned how to create content and work with employers in the media industry. I love working in the studio, making my own podcast, and can't wait to start my 45-day work placement next term.
Global Academy. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12. GlobalAcademy.com.
Now, I'm as guilty as anyone when it comes to ignoring things. Rogue grey hairs, red flags in relationships, or that service reminder on your car dash. Luckily, that one's easy. Visit Cinch for fat-free servicing at over 100 locations. Any car, whether you bought it from Cinch or not. With MOTs, $39.95 and servicing from only $129.95. To book your service or buy your next car, visit cinch.co.uk. See cinch.co.uk/servicing for details. Terms and exclusions apply.
Start the new year off right with Halfords' biggest ever January sale. We've got up to 50% off motoring and cycling essentials. So forget new year, new you. Make it new year, new bike. New year, new car tech. New year, new tools even. New year, you get the idea. Pop into your local Halfords store or shop online today for new year, new savings. Offers subject to availability. Full T's and C's and exclusions apply. See Halfords.com for details.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Some nobody.
Suggestions by text and email and such. M is for Zoran Mamdani, the first real-life New York superhero who visited the Dr. Evil's HQ. Okay. Griff in Eltham says, Peter Mandelson is an M. He got caught taking a pee outside George Osborne's house. People were very offended that he wasn't peeing through George Osborne's letterbox instead. That's a lot of wasted pee there, Peter. And he's called Peter. Can you believe that?
No.
0345 6060973. It's the A to Z of 2025. And I can see the end of the alphabet from here. We're at the letter N. There's a lot of very difficult ones to come. Going to be tricky. Some easy ones from here, but I think most of them are quite hard. And N is proving to be a little difficult. Tavistock. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Nick.
Rose.
I've got two N's, and could I just quickly say something about the song Thrush? Because a lady said he very rarely sings at this time of year, but he does, actually. It's quite a common thing. He sang through the whole time we were burying mother on December the 1st many years ago at this time of year. And then you've got the Darkling Thrush, that glorious Hardy poem where he's singing through all the ice and freezingness.
I actually have a recording of one at my fingertips.
Oh, yes.
What a beautiful song.
Oh, you are the limit, really.
I'm the giddy limit, I am.
The first one I've got is neonicotinoids.
Oh, right, neonicotinoid. You might be right, but I would say nicotinoids, but nicotinoids is probably, yeah.
No, I go for yours, actually, funnily enough. Yeah. Government plans to ban the three worst ones for bees and insects. You know. Well, you know what that means.
But blooming time.
Well, yes. And they're actually only planning to ban 10% of pesticides.
You know I don't know about this year, maybe they haven't counted them all, but when they counted every bumblebee in 2024, they found that it was the lowest number that we've ever had, in the history of them counting them. How they count them, nobody knows.
Oh, no, that's a point. No, I mean, it's ghastly. You used to hear them buzzing around all the time.
Mm.
And it means the insects die, the birds are disappearing, and as far as I'm concerned, that means they're taking the world away.
Well, if the bumblebees go, and the wasps, and all those other pollinators, then what will we eat? There won't be anything left.
No, quite. I've got time to just mention this, haven't I? Years ago in Kent, we used to walk through the orchards, you know what it's like in Kent, it was lovely walking through on the grass, but I stepped into one from the tangled woodland I was in, and it was before the blossom, and this chap gesticulated frantically to me to get away. He was on a quad bike, and he was absolutely heavily protected over his head, and he was pumping all this stuff out all over the fruit trees, and he was clearly terribly afraid that I would get any of it on me.
Yeah.
And that's what we're eating.
Fresh, delicious chemicals.
And the other one I've got is, you may have had it actually, if I was sort of distracted, National Security Strategy of Trump.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah, I would. Yes. I don't have that. It's National Security Strategy, which I think amounts to, you're all on your own.
Yes, and also this whole thing about putting... you see, what I think, Nick, here I go again, but this exaggerated title, which it is in a way, I think, but anyway, it suggests to me that by security, the US means that any Western government, because how dare they put the... I can't stand it. I'm a terror for being invaded by things, for being dominated.
I think they always call it that. I think it comes out on a semi-regular basis, and they always call it the National Security Strategy. That's not something that Trump made up.
No, it's official. And they can't, it's got to be conformity, and that's where you get this ridiculous MAGA surgery as
everybody must obey.
So everybody's got to be under a extreme right-wing ideologue, because otherwise Trump won't be comfortable, and then it'll be a cultural desert as well. I just thought this is funny, actually. There'll be no proms. In fact, all year round, the only performances allowed in the Albert Festival Hall, Wigmore Hall, and all the rest will be the village people.
Yeah, the YMCA. His favourite song.
Endlessly.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Good talking to you, Rose. Thanks for that. Kelly says M is for Luigi Mangione. 2024's hot felon made his first public statement on February the 14th this year. In it, he thanked the public for their support since his arrest. Yeah, his lawyers are trying to get the case thrown out for... I can't recall exactly why, but it seems like... if they manage to do that, then I guess, they can do anything. They're super lawyers. Epping, hello, Martin.
Hello. Got to be a little bit quiet because everyone's gone to sleep now in Madrid.
Very quiet.
Yes.
In Madrid? No, they haven't gone to sleep in Madrid. They haven't even gone to dinner yet.
Well, they have in this house.
Right.
And Tilly Norwood. That's the generative AI. And in Hollywood, they were up in arms because it was going to be the end of civilization. She's an AI actress.
Actor. Oh, right. And actors and script writers and all that, they were protesting about that. But, it's like trying to push the waves back out to sea. It's coming and it's going to take over. It's just inevitable.
I was worried that Edward would get to it before me because he's quite an AI person.
He is, yes. No, he hasn't done that yet. Haven't heard from him this evening so far.
Another N is Nick Rocket. It's a horse's name. It won the Grand National, so I presume N is for Nick.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a horse. Won the Grand National, right? Okay,
Irish racing horse, and then finally an M for MasterChef. After 20 years of two presenters, they've replaced them with Grace Dent and Anna Hall. Haig, I think it is. Two new presenters.
No, another cooking show on TV. That's all there is on TV. Cooking shows and people getting stopped at the airport and having their bags rummaged through by security. That's pretty much all that's on TV these days.
And murder mystery.
And murders, yes, that's right, murders. Lots and lots of murders, yeah. All right, excellent work. Thanks a lot, Martin. M is for Mo Charaz Legal. Involving Liam... Oh, I can't pronounce these. They're Irish names. I've got no idea. Anyway, Kneecap is the band, and all of the rest of it you probably know. Dave says, C is for centre-right, which died in the UK without anybody noticing. America had its Never Trump moment, and groups like the Lincoln Project continued to oppose him. There's nothing similar in the UK, and even ex-politicians with liberal sensibilities like Rory Stewart and David Cameron have either turned their coats or stayed silent. The centre-right. Well, we seem to be edging towards extremes, don't we? Whereas I suspect that the majority of us are in the middle-ish somewhere, there or thereabouts. What we don't want to do is get pulled by whoever shouts the loudest to one extreme or another. Stubbington. Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello, Nick.
Chris.
Yes, I think I've got an F for you.
Go ahead.
It's about a council chapel on Frith, and they got sued over a noisy playground and got fined £100 and had to pay £130,000 in costs.
Wow.
Over a noisy playground.
Noisy playground? Kids playing?
Yeah.
And they got fined £100 with £130,000 costs.
Yeah.
Right, but what's that got to do with the chapel, though?
That's what the place is called, Chapel and Frith.
Oh, right, okay.
I think it's somewhere like up Lancashire way, somewhere up that end of the country.
So people were complaining that children were making a noise?
Yeah. Normally they complain they're indoors, and they now complain they're outdoors making noises and then getting their own council sued.
Right. But kids do make noise. If you're going to move to... Now, either they opened a new school near people that had lived in silence before that, or people moved to a place where a school is, and then they complained. In which case, if it is the latter, then I've got zero sympathy, but...
Well, again, I'm assuming by what they mean by playground might be like a public park playground.
Oh, okay.
Like one of those, which is even more ridiculous because you expect them to play there.
Well, I suppose so, yeah. But unless the kids are, you know, hanging around the swings and drinking cider and playing hippity-hip-hop music... unless they do, like, all night long. Unless it's that, in which case I side with the complainers. But otherwise, you know, kids make noises. Just don't live anywhere near them. That's my best recommendation.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Okay, good work. Thanks a lot, Chris. 0345-6060-973. Daryl says, N is for narco-terrorists, which definitely do exist and are not just some lame excuse to carry out extrajudicial killings in an attack of foreign country. Yeah, exactly. Phil in Devon says, I feel I have a fabulous title of this year's book. What a bunch of movers and shakers of 2025. Nah. No. The ones that have come in, I think my favourite so far is... oh, no, I've lost it. Hang on a minute. It's, thank you for your attention to this matter. I think that's pretty good, don't you? Unless Donald Trump thinks that it's his, in which case he'll sue me for...
$8,737,540,000.
Yeah, but if you have an idea about what I should call the book that's going to come out at the beginning of the year, then let me know. I'm open to all suggestions. Appreciate it. Rick says, social media. Well, that sounds like an S. Social media, though a vile... very offensive post. No. Alex in Argyle says, I know words. I have the best words. It's the title for a book. Well, that's not bad either. I'm going to have to give it a lot of consideration. I'll have to furrow my brow. Think about it very strongly. Clive says M is for Mount Etna, which started erupting on the 27th of December, 2025. Mount Etna is always erupting. I had a hotel room which had a view of Mount Etna, and at night it was always spewing magma all over the place. So maybe it was erupting a bit more, but I'm not sure. Unless it really explodes and takes the entire island with it, I don't think that constitutes news. It's always going off. 0345-6060-973. You can text 84850. Email nicka@lbc.co.uk. If you're on WhatsApp, it's the same number as the phone. 0345-6060-973. Well, those were the ends. Oh, it's going to be quite tricky. Oh.
Oh, no.
Exactly. One of those tricky letters in the next hour. If you can't think of an O, but you can think of something from a letter that has gone already and fill in the gap, then that's just fine. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's the A to Z of 2025 with me, Nick Abbott, on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at midnight, Donald Trump says one or two thorny issues remain after holding peace talks in Florida with Volodymyr Zelensky. The two leaders have agreed to further discussions with European leaders in Washington next month. The US president claims both sides want to make a deal, but Moscow say they want a decision on land in the contested Donbass region without delay. President Zelensky says any deal must respect Ukraine's borders.
We have to respect our law and our people, and we respect the territory which we control. And of course, our attitude is very clear. That's why President Trump said this is a very tough question. And of course, we have with Russians different positions on it.
An investigation's underway into the cause of a house fire in Kent in which a child died. Another was taken to hospital after crews were called to the Ham Street area of Ashford yesterday morning. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage says he's reported a British activist to counter-terror police over alleged historical tweets. Ala Abdel El Fattah is back in the country after being jailed in Egypt on charges of spreading false news. His return was welcomed by the Prime Minister, but Shadow Justice Secretary Robert Jenrick's demanding he be stripped of his UK citizenship. President Macron has described Brigitte Bardot as the legend of the century. The actress, singer and campaigner has died at the age of 91. Anne-Elisabeth Moutet is a France columnist for The Telegraph. She told LBC that Bardot will be remembered well by feminists.
She was certainly somebody who, in her own way, was essential for women's liberation. And she was recognised about that in France by feminists because she is somebody who essentially said, I do what I like, nobody needs to tell me what I have to do, and sex is a good thing, I'm enjoying it, I'm not passive, I'm active.
The UK has been warned to brace for a cold end to the year. An amber health alert will kick in across northeast and northwest England tonight and last until January the 5th. This means the weather's likely to cause significant impacts across health and social care services. LBC weather dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees. Largely cloudy today with just Northern England and Scotland seeing some sunshine. A high of 7 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Katie Dartford.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Yeah!
So they opened their big mouths and out came talk. Talk.
And I'm hoping that some of the talk, at the very least, is going to be about the letter O, because it is the A to Z of 2025, up to and including the letter O. It's a very, very difficult letter. We might get nothing at all. Let's see. Carnforth. Hey up, Annie.
Hey up, Nick. You all right?
Yes, good, thanks. Happy Christmas.
I'm afraid I've missed quite a lot of this because things have been going on here. But so I've got one N, Northern Ireland, race riots, which, I mean, riots aren't that unusual from time to time in Northern Ireland, but race riots are quite unusual, and that was quite a serious one last June, wasn't it, when a load of people
rioted.
Ended up...
They rioted in a race riot. Yep, that's what they did. They rioted in Northern Ireland in a race riot.
Yeah, but there was a load of people. I think they ended up in a leisure centre trying to shelter, and somebody tried to set fire to it or something like that. Anyway, it was quite serious.
Okay.
So that. I've got some Fs, and I don't know whether you've had them already. Famines, two. One in Sudan and one in Gaza, which has now been undeclared for the minute.
Undeclared?
Yes, because a bit of food has been getting in, so it's not as critical as it had been.
Okay.
But, I mean, nothing like as much as what's supposed to be in the Trump deal.
Right.
That isn't really anything, either a peace deal or a ceasefire. The second one was fascism. Now, because somebody in the beginning said authoritarianism in relation to America... But I don't think that's right for what's going on in America now. Description. I think it's fascism. It's not just me that thinks that.
Yeah, I know. But these are opinions and don't really sort of fit in with the list. It has to be actual events.
Well, I mean, people like, for example, the Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times, ex-New York Times.
No, I get it. But these are opinions, though. Opinions don't really go on the list. These are events in the year, not what people thought about events in the year.
Oh, OK. Although, I'm not sure. When do we declare ever that it's fascist? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that. And then there was the flotillas. And then we got the flotillas.
Oh, yeah, the flotillas, yeah.
Yeah, there was a few of them.
OK. All right, very good. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Annie. 0345-6060-973. Helen in France says, I'd like to suggest the title for your book is In the Year 2025, a spin on the Zager and Evans hit In the Year 2525.
Rock and roll!
You're welcome, says Helen. Yeah, I don't think people will really get that. I don't think they'll go straight to Zager and Evans. Don't think they will. Plus, you'd have to be of a certain age to actually have ever heard of Zager and Evans. San Francisco. Hello, Sophia.
Hi, Nick. Thanks for giving me a call. I have two for Evan. N for you and I have an O for you. Neuralink. The Neuralink is that the system where they put a chip on your brain and it now can link you into the cloud computing, your laptop, and your smartphone. But Musk can be running it. The other one I have for you with the O is OpenAI, and with that all that on the with now on the on your smartphone and all over the place. And the name of your book I recommend Nincompoop.
Nincompoops. Okay. It's brief and it's pithy and it's to the point. I'll think about it. Excellent work. Thanks a lot, Sophia. Anybody want to have a chip installed in their brain programmed by Elon Musk?
No,
not really. We didn't really have to think about that for a single solitary second. I don't want a chip in my brain that's been programmed by Elon Musk, and I don't want a robot in my house that has been programmed by Elon Musk.
Affirmative.
I've seen that film. Basildon. Hello, David.
Hello, Nick. Got a C for you.
Yes.
Cocoa. And the price has shot up, and Club Biscuits are no longer chocolate biscuits.
That's right. They're chocolate-flavoured biscuits.
Chocolatey biscuits.
Is that what they're calling them? Chocolatey?
Well, anything... Yeah, there's a lot of things like that now called chocolatey or chocolate flavour.
Yeah, I remember they were going to do this many years ago, and they were going to call it Vegelate, and people freaked out about that, because who wants to eat something called Vegelate?
Oh, indeed. I mean, there's also legislation. I've got one under L for you as well, because new legislation on the 1st of October, you're not allowed to have a free refill of hot chocolate in any bar or restaurant anymore.
Well, what bar or restaurant gives you a free refill of hot chocolate?
Well, Wetherspoons used to. You can go and get a free refill of chocolate and, just about coffee and that sort of thing, but it's just been stopped on the 1st of October.
I've heard of free refills of
Wetherspoons.
I've heard of free refills of coffee, but in America, not here. You want another coffee, you've got to pay for another one. But they give you a free refill of hot chocolate?
They used in Wetherspoons till the 1st of October and have got signs up saying government legislation prevents you having a free refill. Of
it's the chocolate. Law.
It is indeed.
Okay. Thanks, David. 0345-6060-973. Judy in Connecticut says O is for Ozempic. Course it is. It's the world's biggest selling brand name, semaglutide, as in a fat jab for weight loss and diabetes. It's now available on the NHS. And D is for Doge, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, the gang of young tech idiots who ransacked departments for data, fired staff, including those guarding nuclear facilities. They did that. They got rid of a lot of people and they asked questions later. They thought, right, you're fired. And then they asked them what they did after they'd fired them and then panicked and had to try and rehire them. But in a lot of cases, they had also scrubbed the record of their existence. So they didn't have the phone numbers of the people to call up and ask, pretty please with sugar on top, can you come back to work? Morons. Trump's got morons on his team. Red car. Hello, Simon.
Hiya, Nick. I've got two for you, and I've got a great name for your book as well.
All right.
I'll give you the book first. Trump That Donald, with the name Donald underlined with an exclamation mark for your book.
Trump That Donald.
Yeah, because your book's like an unusual book. He couldn't do a book like that, so Trump That Donald.
Trump That Donald, right. Okay, all right. I'll write it down and think about it later.
Yeah. China launches 10G internet.
10G?
Yep. China launches, it was a few months ago, China launched 10G internet.
The mobile internet, you mean?
Yeah, like the broadband stuff, yeah. It was all over the news.
10G, well, what happened to 6, 7 and 8 and 9?
They just bypassed all that and just, honestly, it was all over the news. They bypassed all of that and launched 10G internet, yeah.
Because 5G was supposed to be revolutionary, and I'm sorry, but it just flat out isn't.
6G is not coming out till 2032, but China have launched 10G internet.
10G already, blimey.
Yeah. Oasis World Tour 2025, July, kicked off in Britain and the rest of the world.
Yeah, the world. Okay, that's very good. Oasis, I wouldn't have come up with that. They're not really at the front of mind. But Oasis World Tour was this year. Yeah. All right, yeah. Very good. Thanks, Simon.
Cheers, Nick.
Ta-da, 0345-6060-973. This text says, Danny Kruger announcing on Newsnight before the election in reply to Labour's slogan, Time for a Change, said, if you really want real change, you must you must vote Conservative. Yeah, and then he went off to hop into bed with Nigel Farage.
Disgusting.
That's the way that texter has put it. What a mental image I've just left you with. Glasgow. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi. Right, I've got quite a few.
Yes.
The N would be, I think, Netanyahu.
Right.
Didn't Trump demand that he was given a pardon?
I think that, not a pardon, I think that he insisted that he was taken off the ICC's list or something like that, yeah.
Right, okay. And then vice versa, I think Netanyahu nominated Trump for the Peace Prize.
Oh, yeah, of course he did. Everybody's nominated Trump for a Peace Prize. It's Milei of Argentina gave him a framed recommendation for Donald Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize. He presented it to Donald Trump. Here is my recommendation, and I've framed it for you. He said, thank you very much. That's a beautiful thing. Here's $40 billion.
Yeah. Right, before I forget, I've got another, an E, election interference. And this is a quotation, I know you know it, about Musk, saying that he knows these computers better than anybody.
Yeah, Donald Trump said that. He said, thanks, you did great work, or words to that effect. Nobody knows these voting computers like Elon Musk.
Yeah.
What on earth does that mean?
I know, so I mean, that one seems to have hung in the ether, and, you know, I'd love to find out what that was all about.
I think that this... The the plan is, they call it flooding the zone, don't they? In fact, that should go in under F, flood the zone, because although it was a plan conceived some while ago, I mean, that is exactly what they've been doing ever since Trump came back. They've been flooding the zone. They're making it overwhelming. This constant barrage of outrageous things that they do. It makes it difficult to concentrate on one of them.
Yeah, I know, it's awful. But now I've got another one, A for architect.
Architect?
For the ballroom, the White House ballroom. Apparently the architect was sacked. So basically they've knocked it down. They've got nothing planned to actually replace it with.
Yeah, in much the same way as Trump approaches America's healthcare. He's got a beautiful healthcare plan. He's going to tell you next week. He's been telling us that he's going to tell them next week for, 5 years now?
Yeah. I mean, this reminds me, is it the Monty Python architect sketch? It's like where they commissioned a partnership that designed slaughterhouses to build a block of flats.
I didn't see that. Really? Monty Python? That sounds like that. I would like to see that sketch.
It was brilliant. Right, the next one, M, moral decline. And that was J.D. Vance. He's repeatedly said that UK and Europe is experiencing a moral decline.
Yeah, as is the case with those people, every accusation is a confession.
Yep. Right, next one. Sorry, I'm just going down my list. C for cables.
Cables.
And this is about all the ships have been in the news dragging their anchors pulling up or cutting cables.
Yeah.
And we've had that Yantar spy ship around us recently, surveying them, I think, to try and cut them or sabotage them at some stage.
Yeah, at some point the internet's going to go off, and then you won't be able to send pictures of your face onto social media. I mean, it's worse than that, because the cash machines won't work and your credit card won't work, and so you'll have to rely on cash. Anybody got cash?
No.
Of course not.
Actually, it was funny because earlier this year my internet did go down. So there was no mobile, no broadband, no phone, nothing.
Right.
And I guess if you're of a certain age, you kind of remember the days when we didn't have the internet anyway. So it wasn't really that big a deal.
Well, it was for me, because I had the very same thing. And if my internet goes down, I don't get anything. I don't have a mobile phone signal in my house, which is kind of ridiculous. I live near London. I'm in a complete dead zone. So I wouldn't be able to contact the world. I'd have to write the world a letter.
Yeah. Yes. God, these are old times. Right, another one, I, for inflatable. There was speculation, I think, when we had the previous Trump state visit, there was lots of speculation about whether that inflatable baby Trump balloon would appear.
It didn't, though, did it?
No, it didn't. And apparently the reason he said was that it's not really a laughing matter anymore.
Yeah, well, it would have been, though.
I know. Well, I just wonder if King Charles might take it with him when he goes to the States.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. He could attach a basket underneath and float over there in it.
Yes. Oh, mind you, we'll see if it gets through customs or immigration or whatever. That'll be fun. And just one more. On the N, you had a caller from California earlier mentioning Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Who's brilliant, I think. But the thing that reminded me of him especially was that when Trump said, he was talking about the water shortage.
Yes.
And Trump would say something like, you know, there would be more water than you ever saw by turning on a giant faucet.
Yes. Yeah, this was because some fire engines, or the cruiser fire engines during the LA fires, were saying that they were coming up short on water. And Trump looked at a map and saw that there was water in the north of California, and he thought that because it was north on a map, that you could just turn a tap on and it would go down, you know, through force of gravity. But
yeah,
but it's not laid out like that. It's on the ground, and so by opening the sluice gates for all of the water that was in these lakes, it just drained away. It didn't get, there was no way for it to actually get to to Los Angeles. There was no infrastructure that would allow it to get that far, and farmers were relying on that water to get them through the next summer, and all that water just flooded land and disappeared.
I know, and I think when people quietly told him that, he just wouldn't accept it. No. He just kept he kept repeating it again and again and again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, right, that's all.
Excellent work. For today. Thanks a lot. 0345-6060-973, LBC.
LBC. Okay, time for a proper breather. This new year, get 15% off when you book two consecutive nights or more at Premier Inn. Visit the family, then escape them. Back to a luxury bed instead of your auntie's sofa. Or head off on a city break that feels like a real break with checkout at midday. Start the new year with Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Book by 12th of Jan for stays between 29th of Jan and 30th of April. Standard rate rooms, UK only. Exclude Central London. Terms apply. See premierinn.com.
The Hilton sale is now on, and thankfully it doesn't sound like this. Instead, our sale sounds a bit more like this.
Welcome back.
With a warm welcome, spacious rooms, central locations, and up to 20% off your stay. You can swap chaos for comfort this winter. Book now at Hilton.com. Hilton, for the stay. Offer subject to availability across participating hotels. Terms and conditions apply.
Nick Abbott on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
He's a great guy. He's a good guy. He's a good person.
Thanks, Donnie. You're the best. By the way, this show does get put up the internet as a podcast. You don't have to listen to it live. All of these A to Zs and the Friday and Saturday night shows that I do get put onto the internet as podcasts called Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. They're exclusive to Global Player and the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. Nick Abbott, The Whole Show Podcast. Woolwich. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Nick. You know that inflatable, that Trump baby blimp?
Yeah.
Just while that guy was talking, did you know that that's actually at the London Museum, the original one?
I did not know that.
There, yeah.
I haven't been to the London Museum yet. That's in the Docklands, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It used to be in the city, but
that's
I think they moved it.
Yeah, they moved it, yeah.
Nick, I have two O's.
Go on.
So the first one is, I know how much you really love opera.
Blooming opera.
I'm going to list all the great performances of 2021.
No,
but the funny story in opera, which has rocked the opera world, is that Royal Opera House, they're changing their stage curtains to reflect... I love that place, my second home, and the stage curtains currently have the old ER. Finally, they're changing those curtains to have Charlie Windsor's initials on there.
God, I mean...
That's big news in the opera world.
Well, it's big news in the curtain world. I mean, whoever gets the contract to do that, they're set for life. I mean,
well,
I bet they're absolutely massive.
Well, do you know what? I didn't even know this existed. It's the Royal School of Needlework.
Is it?
Yeah. Who would have thought that was a thing?
Can't they just unpick E and put... and they have to change the whole thing? That seems wasteful. What are they going to do with all that material?
Scandalous. Well, it gets me in so many ways. I mean, that, but also, I mean, for heaven's sakes, I mean, the arts are just so underfunded at the moment, and they're going to invest all that money on these kind of curtains, which are they're perfectly fine curtains, just to kind of please, you know, Madge. I just find it all really, you know.
That is just silly, yeah. Because, I mean, I imagine that they're not curtains as you and I would recognise a curtain, because they're fire protection, apart from anything else, aren't they?
Exactly. Exactly that. So
it's going to be millions.
I was annoyed by that story.
Yeah, all right.
And then finally, Nick, the other one is just, I think the best food, I know you don't want endless movies, but one of the best movies of 2025, I think, was One Battle After Another.
Oh, really?
I thought it was a brilliant movie.
It took me 2 days to get through that. I gave up and I thought, oh, you know what? I've spent so long on this film. I'm going to force myself to get to the end of it. And I just didn't like it at all. People said that it was a comedy, a black comedy. Where was the funny part?
I just thought it was brilliant.
No, just didn't do anything for me at all. And I thought that the guy who played the, what's his name, Sean Penn.
Oh, he's fab.
Well, all those sort of facial tics and that weird way that he acted and walked, and no, it's a massive turn-off for me. I just didn't like it. I would have much rather spent my time watching Once Upon a Time in the West again. You know, the have I got that right? Because there's a cowboy movie that sounds like that, but it's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio, because he stars in the film that you're talking about, with Brad Pitt, and it's the Quentin Tarantino film.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's,
no, I know
that's a better use of 3 hours if you are in want of something to do.
They are long, aren't they, these movies now?
Yeah, too long. Yeah, too long.
Too long, yeah. I agree.
All right, good work. Thanks, Richard. 0345 6060 973. Eric says, G is for grant cuts, a method the Trump administration has used to decimate funding given by federal agencies to the states. Yes. Tavistock. Hello, Rose.
Oh, hello, Nick. Here I am again.
There you are.
Yes. Well, now, what have I got? I've got an O.
Yes.
And this was another milestone. It's the opening of Parliament. May I make a short statement about this? The respect cherished by Nigel Farage, MP, for the institution he was elected to serve became clear when he skived off the opening of Parliament, preferring to travel to the US Congress and both rubbish his own country ludicrously under oath and ask them to intrude in our lawmaking.
Yeah.
His behaviour incurred no comment whatsoever from the country thus insulted. This seems to me to be another landmark in conformity and acceptance.
Yes, just because you're wearing made-in-China nylon Union Jack socks doesn't mean to say you're patriotic.
And what he had instead of the, he may have had the socks, but I discovered that he had a brooch, or was it a pendant, of, what's that other radio station? GB News. Yes. The photograph of it, yeah.
Right.
That's what he had. Not the Union Jack on his chest, but that.
Typical.
Well, it is, isn't it? I tell you what. You might not find it funny, but the earlier on, Badenoch, you know, Kemi went through my mind.
Yeah.
And instead of Badenoch, I said Barrage. And then I thought, Nick, what about an awful firm of Dickensian solicitors? Wait a minute, Barrage and Fadenock. Barrage and Fadenock, isn't that marvellous?
It's awful, yeah,
it's
what
awful,
it is.
Yeah,
it's marvellously awful. Awfully marvellous,
yes.
Yeah.
Just quickly about do you know, isn't it awful when your brain suddenly switches off? About the MAGA surgery thing, which I discovered in the co-op.
The what?
The MAGA surgery. Is it MAGA or Mar-a-Lago? You've got to look.
Mar-a-Lago face.
Yes, I thought about it afterwards. They're actually giving up their faces.
Yes.
So that they all look the same.
I know.
You're renouncing your own personality.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I really don't know, but they all look so totally weird and stretched and plastic-looking, and they've all got their cheeks plumped up, and they've got these big sort of trout lips, and they've got no lines on their face because their skin is stretched so much. And all the women have got the exact same haircut. All of the women have got the exact same haircut. It's really long and brushed forwards and with those sort of relaxed waves in them.
Yes.
And they just look like...
The same. That's the point, isn't it, Nick? Surely. So
yeah.
They're all the same.
They look like the Stepford Wives.
Who does that?
They do that. Yeah.
You're actually giving up yourself.
Yeah. Very, very strange. All right. Thanks a lot, Rose. Ta-da. 0345-6060-973. Andrew says, oh, is absolutely the year of the offs, as in Ofcom, Ofwat, and Ofgen. Yeah. Okay, that's on the list. John Odessa, Odessa, says, the Turkish, oh no, John says, Odessa. O is for, I'll get there in the end. John says, O is for Odessa. I do believe that is correct. The Turkish LNG, liquid natural gas tanker, the Russians attacked and set on fire in a port. Okay. Canada. Hello, Nick.
Oh, hi, Nick. Told you I had an O, and I have a good O for you.
Yes.
This is possibly the biggest story in Canada this year, which makes it even more bizarre. And it's the Great Canadian Ostrich Massacre.
Oh.
Where the brutal, evil Canadian government massacred 400 innocent defenseless ostriches for the crime of having bird flu and surviving it.
Oh, bird flu. Right. Well, that's a requirement, isn't it? As soon as a bird catches bird flu, in order to stop the whole flock getting it, or other people's flocks, they got to be executed. Yeah.
Yes. And they were, but only after a year of court battles, the intervention of Robert Kennedy Jr., who offered to take them to America to give them asylum, essentially. strange scientists on Twitter saying that they probably held the secret to eternal youth, and if we could only study them scientifically, we could find the solution to bird flu, AIDS, and every other disease known to man. And in the end, it turned out that the farm that they were living on were run by a bunch of grifters, and that the reason they had 400 ostriches is they used to sell ostrich meat, so they weren't really pets after all.
And
this was the biggest story.
I mean, that was the
argument they used
right,
to try and
pets.
Avoid having them shot, that we have 400 pet ostriches.
Who has a pet ostrich? I mean, it'd be like having a dinosaur in your house.
Yeah, I mean, they're fairly repulsive birds anyway.
Horrible.
From everything I read.
But I bet they taste I bet they taste a bit like chicken.
Well, the irony is people were setting up vigils outside. There was actual violence where people were attacking the police as they were attempting to enforce this order whilst eating chicken burgers.
Right, exactly right.
Completely missed the irony of that.
Yes. I don't know what you do in Canada, but in this country, we eat a billion chickens a year. Not a million, a billion. We chew through 1 billion chickens a year.
Yeah, no, this is a huge story here.
It's news to me.
Ridiculous, basically.
Yeah.
And I have one other that I don't know whether there's a possibility or it's been mentioned before. Digital slop.
Now, what does that refer to?
That refers to all these fake videos on YouTube and Instagram, I guess, predominantly. You had a caller talking about Nigel Farage promoting a weird investment scheme. This was about a month ago. And we have the same thing here with, first of all, Justin Trudeau and Mark Carney, but they're all fake. They're using AI to have people like Donald Trump say, you should buy our Bitcoin. And and the trouble with Donald Trump is he actually might be doing
that.
Well,
that's right. Yeah,
really, be sure certain.
It sounds like exactly something that he would do. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Nick. We're at the foothills of the AI revolution, and it's gonna overwhelm us whether we like it or not. Whether you're ready or not, here it comes. Just past 12:30 on LBC, the news headlines with Katie Darford.
Donald Trump says one or two thorny issues remain after holding peace talks in Florida with Volodymyr Zelensky. The two leaders have agreed to further discussions with European leaders in Washington next month. The US president claims both sides want to make a deal, but Moscow say they want the decision on land in the contested Donbass region without delay. An investigation's underway into the cause of a house fire in Kent in which a child died. Another was taken to hospital after crews were called to the Ham Street area of Ashford yesterday morning. French film star Brigitte Bardot has been described as a symbol of sexual liberation by BAFTA following her death at the age of 91. She turned her back on acting when she was 39 to concentrate on animal rights. LBC weather dry and settled tonight, but cloudy for most. Clear spells in Northern Ireland and Scotland with a low of -3 degrees.
LBC.
As you can hear from my voice, I'm in a state of high exhilaration. Yes, I am positively beside myself. The reason that I can barely contain my enthusiasm is the IKEA Winter Sale. Weeks of incredible bargains. The inexpressible thrill of finding precisely the right thing at the right price. Sale now on IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Different nights, different stories. But the best ones always end at McDonald's.
Over 1,400 restaurants open late. Some restaurants open late for delivery or drive-through only. See website for details.
40 million people listen to commercial radio each week. That's 80 million ears, give or take. Amplify your advertising at radiocentre.org.
Is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Nick, listen. Now, what I'm trying to say to you is this, Nick, right?
We are halfway through the letter O. You can fill in gaps in the letters that we've already had, but we cannot go forwards. That is the main rule of the A to Z. It's the A to Z of 2025 that we're constructing with your help. Edinburgh. Hello, Alex.
Oh, hello.
Alex.
Hello. First-time caller. Be gentle.
Welcome along.
I'm not in Edinburgh. I'm in Prestwick.
Prestwick.
So... yes, so very well placed to see Donald Trump, who, you know, he comes to Turnberry, so he has landed very close to me in the, yeah.
You could smell him from there.
We absolutely could smell him. My 13-year-old daughter went there and gave him a little sign.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly like that. And I had to say, that's a terrible thing to do, darling. But anyway, yes, we have the picture to prove it.
Right.
I have an M.
Yes.
And I have a potential book title.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
So, I'll give you an M. Charlie Mullins.
Oh, yeah.
Rod Stewart.
The Dino Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Charlie Mullins.
You know him.
Yeah, he decided to sticks and leave. We're not missing you already, Charlie.
Bye-bye.
We absolutely are not. He's up there with Tice and Oak person.
Yeah,
Call themselves sort of, you know, they're not, what are they? They're expats rather than immigrants. Anyway, those people, so that's an end for you.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it's been in there.
It has not been mentioned yet. No, it's on the list.
Brilliant. That's fantastic. Thank you. Not sure. Been listening avidly, but not tonight. And for your book, what is wrong with Is He Dead Yet?
Oh, no. No. That's a bit too dark. No. Is he dead yet?
No, really?
No.
Really?
No. I'm thinking...
Okay. No.
But thanks for the suggestion, okay. Alex. All right, ta-da, 0345-6060-973. Judy in Connecticut says, O is for oligarchs, the tech bros ruling the world since January 2025 and continuously super-enriched by Trump's regime. Hope we, the little people, can keep up the resistance.
The little people.
Yeah, not leprechauns. I did work out how much the top 10 richest people in the world made this year, and it's, I don't have it at the front of my mind. I could work it out later. Well, you could work it out. If you just look at the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, it's in the trillions. It's in the thousands of billions. I think that's true. So much money. I mean, it's just absolutely staggering how much money they're making. They make money... They make more money than you or I would make in 100 lifetimes in one day. While they're sleeping, they make more money than we would make in 100 lifetimes. Darby, hello, Brent.
Muhara.
You what?
That's Muhara. That's how you say the Irish name that you couldn't pronounce.
Oh.
It means my friend, which is how I usually refer to you.
Ah,
Muhara.
Very nice.
There you go. And his name is pronounced Liam Og O'Hanna. It actually means Liam Younger. My name's the Irish for William.
Right.
Book idea for you.
Yes.
Your name actually translates into, you ready for this?
Go on.
Victory of the people.
My name, Abbott, translates to victory of...
Nicholas.
Oh.
Nicholas translates to victory of the people.
Really?
It does, yeah. Look that up.
Now, is it split into different words that have been smashed together to produce Nicholas? Oh.
Yeah, Nicholas, obviously, because it translates across different sort of different countries, but the actual translation is victorious or victory of the people.
Right.
So there you go.
Wow.
You learn something new every day. A couple of O's for you, a couple of operations. So we have Operation Raise the Flag, as we say,
right?
Flag. or Operation Raise the Colours, which basically means put the Union flag upside down because you don't know which way it goes, or paint Denmark on a roundabout.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Brent.
You're welcome. There's more. There's a few more. Operation Spiderweb, which was the Ukraine rewriting the battle tactics where they attacked the Soviets stroke Russians with their drone strikes. So unprecedented, where they struck deep into the heart of Russian territory with drones on the back of trucks.
That is amazing. I can't believe that no one has made a film of that yet. They drove trucks that just looked like ordinary trucks, like filled with fruit or whatever it was, and they had drones hidden in them. And the trucks parked next to, was it an airport? Something like that.
Five different air bases.
Yeah, and then as though by magic, these drones appeared out from the trucks and caused maximum damage inside of Russia. It was absolutely astonishing what they did.
We haven't seen something like that since Clint Eastwood stole their fighter jet back in the 1980s, really.
It was James Bond stuff.
It was James Bond. We have a couple of other operations. We have Operation Roll 2. Do you know what Operation Roll 2 was?
Spell Roll?
R-O-L-L, as in roll.
Rolling. Two. Yeah, what's that? Two.
That was the police operation to protect the Donald Trump in Scotland, which cost $25 million, which the Scottish government sent the bill down to the Treasury saying, well, you could pay for it. So it caused a bit of problems, didn't it? 7,000 officers keeping him safe. That was called Operation Roll 2.
Now, why did they call it? I guess there's not often a rhyme or reason as to why they call it these operations, what they do. I mean, so Roll, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't pertain to Trump. Roll 2.
You could roll them. You could theoretically kind of roll them down a hill.
Roll them down a hill, like a big orange space hopper.
Don't be rude.
Yeah,
like something like that.
Giant orange, yeah. Rolling down a hill. You know, like you go like Eastern, you roll your egg down a hill. You could just roll Humpty Dumpty down the hill. The other one, the last one I'll leave you with, which is not good for LDC, is a lot of people are now doing the opt-out society. So opting out, that's shutting down their social media and going and living in a cave somewhere where, you know, with tinfoil on our heads because they're all out to get us. So that's called the opt-out society. Oh, one last one, sorry. Over-tourism. So you had your caller on from Prestwick. So Edinburgh has just put a 5% levy, hasn't it? So Barcelona, Malaga, all those people, you know, all those British people in Spain who are fully integrated speaking Spanish, you know, and all those other people who now they have a Sunday roast and eat paella instead of their Sunday roast while watching English Premier League football teams.
That's right.
Like their tangerine. Yeah, yeah, those people that integrate. Well, obviously the Spanish are getting sick of all over-tourism, Venice, Malaga, but even in this country, Edinburgh, I think it's just July this year, put the 5%, is it overnight levy tax or something on that? For over-tourism.
Right, well, that's a very good idea. Okay, excellent. Thanks a lot, Brent. 0345-6060-973. Wayne says, can we officially mark our ignoring of pointless politicians that did nothing to contribute to 2025? Nadine Dorris and Michael Gove, for example.
A major capital letters. Big news story.
Yeah, that man. Let's see. York. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Nick.
Jan.
I've got four.
Yes.
Overseas aid was cut by about $6 billion.
Overseas aid cut, yes.
Ontario, they put a 25% surcharge on electricity to the US of A.
Oh, yeah, take that, exactly.
That's right, yeah. Ofwat abolished in July.
Yes. Do we have any faith that the next overseer is going to make a slightest bit of difference?
I shouldn't think so. Do you think so?
No, I don't think so. No. Wouldn't be remotely surprised if it was staffed by the exact same people and they just changed the name on the door.
I think it's just a complete waste of time, don't you?
Well, somebody's got to do something.
Hmm. Ridiculous, isn't it?
Go on.
And my last one in, one out.
Oh, very good. One in, one out. Yeah, absolutely. I would have never come up with that, but that is something that pertained very much to this year. Very good work. Thanks a lot, Jan. Kelly in Switzerland says, L is for Labubu. the most in-demand collectible of 2025. Resembling something part teddy bear, part troll, these toys have been counterfeited due to the craze of finding rare Labubus in blind boxes. That is, boxes that are bought without seeing the contents. The whole human race has gone completely insane. What on earth is all that about? And it's just so completely random. I mean, it could have been another toy, but through whatever process that people went through to select that, I've got no idea. It's like, this one. We'll fight each other for that one. And left all of the other toys on the shelves. And they look horrible, apart from anything else. They just look weird. They look like those gremlin things that go mad when they get wet. Montreal, Maria.
Oh, hi, Nick. I have a note.
Yes.
For Michelle Obama, who didn't come to Trump's inauguration.
Well, why would she? Yeah. Rather be anywhere else.
That was a circus.
Okay, Michelle Obama did not go to Donald Trump's inauguration. All right, I'll stick that on the list. Thank you, Maria. Maryland. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Nick.
Tom.
Yeah, I've got one L for you.
Yes.
Are you good with your TikTokers?
Not really.
Do you know of Tabby Lane? He's more famous than Donald Trump, so he came to the U.S. and Donald Trump was not happy about that, so he got him deported.
Cabane Lane. Who is that?
Tabby Lane, the most famous person on TikTok.
I never heard of him. What does he do?
He just, reacts to videos. So let's say if you're making a video of something which is meant to be easy and you're trying to show a hack of how to do that, Tabby Lane basically shows you the easy way of doing it. And his videos are really, really funny.
Right.
Look it up, Nick. That's not homework.
I don't know. I did look at TikTok once, and I had to put it down after about a minute. I thought, that's the most addictive thing I've ever seen in my life. If I don't put it down now, there goes the rest of my time on Earth. I'll be staring at that forever. So I treat it with great caution. It's like visual heroin. I'm going to say no. But thanks for the suggestion. I'll look him up, but I'm not going to look his videos up. No, I just won't do it. Kelly in Switzerland says, J is for Jelly Cat. Another bonkers craze among young people for plushy-type squishy toys. Oh, for crying out loud. It's a British brand which has gone global, causing crime waves. Crime waves in its wake. Oh, the whole human race has gone insane. 0345-6060-973, up to and including the letter O on the A to Z of 2025.
Coming up at 1 on LBC, Richard Spur.
Many YouTube videos are now made by AI and feature no humans, but is it a curse or a blessing? And as British blood donors are praised for their dedication, have you ever been a donor or benefited from one?
Richard Spur at 1. Listen on our free Global Player app or the new LBC app.
This was made with human intelligence.
And artificial intelligence.
Just like Intuit QuickBooks business management software. Why? Because when you're working in a growing business, complexity
grows too.
So new QuickBooks AI gives you real-time cash flow visibility
to make the most of opportunities. It's amazing.
I was going to say that. I'll do it with Intuit QuickBooks.
Different nights, different stories. But the best ones always end at McDonald's. Over 1,400 restaurants open late. Some restaurants open late for delivery or drive-thru only. See website for details.
Now, let me ask y'all a question. Are you ready to ditch the crowds and the cookie-cutter holidays? I'm talking quiet mornings spent by crystal-clear lakes. Cruising across the vast landscapes of Canada and the U.S., at a leisurely pace, stopping at charming towns and saying howdy. Go deeper with littleamerica.co.uk.
Lost World Play Barn, Dragon Castle Children's Farm, Jumping Pillows, Wallabies, Froggy Soft Play. Tommy Tractor Play Barn, Quaterpillar Rowing Boats, Owl Displays, Meerkats, Honey Pot Bears. And four giant slides on the brand new Wave Runner 2. Let's plunge!
What's
What's next, Dad?
Cannon Arena, lemurs, Jungle Kingdom go-karts, trampolines, magical wood and cafes!
Nuthatch Adventure Park. Book now at nuthatch.com.
This is LBC with Nick Abbott. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
We are running late. 0345 6060 973. It's the A to Z of 2025, which I am completing with your help. And it all will come out in a book with my take on the year at the very beginning of 2026. Witham, Alex.
Up, hello, Nick.
Alex.
I've got a bunch for you.
Yes.
I have an A for air traffic control.
Where?
The United States, specifically.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Trump has spent a lot of time in his first year attacking everyone at the air traffic industry for DEI, saying it's filled with black women, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there's also been, this year, a lot of fatalities in air traffic collisions.
Well, they shut the government down for a record period of time, during which the air traffic controllers weren't paid, I don't think, and they had to take second jobs. And then there was a lot of air crashes that coincided with that. Could they possibly be connected?
Yeah, you'd think someone at the administration would figure those two things out, but apparently they haven't.
Apparently not.
I have two C's as well.
Yeah.
The King Charles opening the Canadian Parliament. First time it's been opened by a monarch in about 50 years.
Right. Well, we've got to keep Canada on side because they seem to be one of the few countries in the world that are sticking up to the tangerine screen.
I mean, they're leading the way, really.
They are.
Another C is the Coalition of the Willing, first convened this year.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Coalition of the Willing. That's under C. Yes.
A G for the German election.
Okay.
And an O, potentially, for Old Bailey.
Old Bailey?
So there have been two major spying cases involving the Old Bailey. There was one, the case that was dropped against those two British people accused of spying for China.
Right.
And then there was the other one of six Bulgarians convicted on spying charges for Russia to a combined time of 50 years in prison.
Was the Old Bailey the building that Banksy did that?
One of the judge hitting someone with a gavel or something.
Was that the Old Bailey or was that somewhere else?
It might have been the Old Bailey.
Yeah. I'm not really a big fan of Banksy. They're just like one cell jokes to my eye.
They are.
But I thought that one was pretty good. And they covered it up toot sweet, didn't they? Didn't want anybody looking at that.
There was no time in covering that one up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Thanks, Alex. Ellie says, F is for Fare Dodgers by Robert Jenrick walking around London tube stations looking for Fare Dodgers to embarrass them. Yeah. Well, I think that there was certainly somebody who was embarrassed there. I'm not sure that it was the Fare Dodgers. Chippenham. Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello, Nick. Hello, good morning.
Karen.
So, actually, I phoned up with an O, and somebody's already mentioned it now, and it's the oligarchy. But I was going to link two together, and that's a K and an O, which is kleptocracy and oligarchy, which I think are together are eroding our democracy. And, you know, so it's something that I'm really concerned about.
Yeah, you should be.
And, I'd like to make a book recommendation. It's Kleptopia, How Dirty Money is Conquering the World, and that's by Tom Burgess. Another really good and interesting book, another page-turner.
Yeah, you lost me a book.
Oh, but this one, honestly, think of it as a thriller. You know, it really is a thriller, but very, very sadly, it's like a real story.
Yes.
But on the oligarchy side, of course, you know, on one side of the world, we've got the Russian oligarchy, Putin's people, and their focus is on oil and energy.
Yeah.
And now we've got the United States. yeah, the artificial intelligence, the American oligarchy, which is Trump's people, and, you know, these people are carving up the world between them.
They are.
And, you know, it's a really serious problem. And, you know, it's a time when energy is so important and we should be moving away from oil. And meanwhile, artificial intelligence is using up a lot of energy and water.
We are going to be fighting with AI for our electricity and our water. And I have a fair idea who's going to win that battle. It's the people with all the money.
Affirmative.
What about the democracy?
Oh,
do you think
we'll
win?
I don't know. The jury is out, Karen. We'll find out shortly, I suppose. Probably sooner than many of us would like. All right, thanks, Karen. Let's see. Chelsea, Dominic.
Oh, good morning, Nick.
Dominic.
Got a couple of M's and an N. The M is that Ghislaine Maxwell was visited by, I think, the DOJ and interviewed to see what, presumably, to see what she knew about Epstein and Trump.
Yeah.
But we don't know exactly what they talked about. But after they finished their conversation, she was moved from a very high security prison to a lovely, low risk, cushy
something
institution called
more,
a prison camp.
Yeah, something more luxurious.
Yeah, something with, like, more gardens and nicer towels, basically.
nicer towels. Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a picture of her in front of some towels that I saw.
Oh, right.
That's beside.
Lovely.
Another M, which has sort of come about in the last year, is that memory, random access memory for computers and consumer electronics, has tripled, if not quadrupled, in price in the last 12 months.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want to, like, so anything, so a PC, you know when you buy a computer and it says 8 gigabytes or 16 gigabytes of memory?
Yeah.
That stuff has gone up, just tripled in cost, if not quadrupled.
My understanding was that memory becomes twice as big in 6 months and is half the price. Isn't that usually the equation, something like that?
Yeah. There is a Moore's Law thing about processing power, which is that processing power increases like twice, you know, doubles every year.
Yeah.
But this is about, this is like how you store information temporarily for it's like your brain power, right, as opposed to your whatever. It's basically this stuff, the RAM, the memory,
yeah,
is used not just in computers but in phones and in devices,
all of the modern world, yeah,
tablets. And the thing is, there's three manufacturers, and they can't build any more factories for 3 years because the tooling is quite exquisite. And it's just, and also they kind of don't want to, maybe. But yeah, basically that the price of that RAM is likely to either, stay very high, historically quite high, or increase all the way through to 2028.
Right, so hang on to your kit.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you want to buy a nice computer, they're like really expensive now. And then the last one is an N. And this is like, so you were talking about earlier on about how Doge like axed loads of really important institutions all over the US. Just recently, in the last couple of months, they're continuing this process, and they're going after, they're looking to cut, to remove the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And this is basically the United States' top-tier climate research center. And it's being dismantled because the climate researchers are a bit too alarmist.
Yes. They're coming up with the results that that Donald Trump disapproves of. Yeah. And plus, yeah, knowledge is woke. So don't forget that. Dominic, I've got to move on because I'm running out of time. But thanks for that. Let's have East Yorkshire. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, a couple
yes,
of words for you.
Yes.
I mean, I know you like live music. And last year we had the Oasis ticket pricing debacle.
Oh, yeah.
Now, no matter how bad your taste in music is, you shouldn't get ripped off.
No. surge pricing. That doesn't make any sense if all of the tickets are going to go the moment you open the phone lines or the website. It's not. It's all surge. So just the very idea about it is just ridiculous. But anyway.
It's Wiltshire capitalism at its worst. Mm-hmm. Even if the band sounds like a Scottish bike band droning on and on.
You may think that, Mike. I couldn't possibly comment. Yes.
You have said that before, but anyway. The other row is octopi, because we've had them nasty foreign octopi coming over to Cornwall and eating all our lobsters, crabs and shellfish.
Oh, because the seas are warming up so that they can, it's more conducive to octopuses.
True, but the big thing is that Cornish fishermen have had a bump here catching octopuses and flogging them back to Europe.
Right.
Because we don't eat what
no,
we catch.
No, we don't. Icky. Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Mike. Let's see. Well, I've got time for one more. Tiago, Bristol.
Well, hi, Nick. I just had a few of them snatched off my fingers while I waited.
All right.
So there's still some left. Has Net Zero made the list?
Net Zero, it hasn't.
Oh, okay. I guess it's one of those things.
You're going to have to pack it into the next 5 seconds.
All right. So how about the Online Safety Act for all?
Online Safety Act. Very good. We don't have that. And that's going to be the last one. Thank you so much for all your suggestions. And I will look at these and think about them very strongly. I'll put them in the list if they pass muster. And we'll recommence with the letter P. P, Q is going to be very difficult. And R this evening from 10. These shows get put up the internet as podcasts. You can find them on Global Player or the new LBC app, both of which are free from your app store. At 4, Ian Payne. But first, Richard Spur.
Surveyed 15,000 of the most popular YouTube channels, at the top 100 in every country, and 278 of them were just AI. But is artificial intelligence a blessing or a curse in your book? But first, the nation's super donors have been praised for their dedication to helping as many people as they can. I've never given blood, and I've heard anecdotes about how easy it is, and it's certainly something incredibly worthwhile. 10 men aged between 31 and 64 have donated blood, plasma, platelets and stem cells through the NHS system. But what about you? Have you ever been a blood donor? What motivated you to go and help other people medically? Or have you benefited from having other people's blood? Call me now, 0345 6060 973.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation, this is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 1 o'clock, Donald Trump says there could be great economic benefits for Ukraine as part of a potential peace deal with Russia. The US president has been hosting talks with Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida to find a way to end the near four-year conflict. Earlier, the Kremlin said Ukraine needs to decide about giving up the eastern Donbass region without delay. But Alexander Merezhko, who chairs Kyiv's Foreign Affairs Committee, says that can't happen.
If Ukraine agrees to that, it will cause instability within the country. So it's a typical Putin's provocation against Ukraine. He failed to destroy us from outside. Now he's trying to destroy us from within.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet the US president in Florida later to discuss the second phase of an agreed peace plan for Gaza. Under the first phase of the process, Israel promised to withdraw troops behind an agreed yellow line. But humanitarian observer Meir Hussein says that frontier seems to constantly change.
It basically swallows more than half of the area of the Gaza Strip. But since the ceasefire agreement, it has continuously changed.
A 22-year-old man's due in court later, accused of murdering a teenager in North London. Adam Henry, who was 15, was stabbed in Islington earlier this month. He died in hospital. Abdel Dedor, of no fixed address, will face Highbury Corner magistrates. He's the second person to be charged with murder.
More than 300 earthquakes have been recorded in the UK this year. That's the equivalent of nearly one a day. The British Geological Survey says the most active regions have been Perthshire and the Western Highlands of Scotland, Southern Wales, Yorkshire and Lancashire. The French president has led tributes to cinema icon Brigitte Bardot, who's died aged 91. Emmanuel Macron's described her as a legend of the century, while BAFTA say she was a symbol of sexual liberation in film. At the age of 39, she turned her back on acting to campaign for animal rights. Tim Robey, The Telegraph's film critic, said she was devoted